participate in a Don and Mike show contest?
How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the mungoos.
Are you fucking retarded?
Also, in this big program, Don and Mike, who are down at WJFK, I actually know these guys. Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be
in Washington. I'm hoping they forgot. So anyway, don't be with us. Plus, we're going to include your phone calls, and it's T-shirt Tuesday. Where's the T-shirt?
Do they know that seriously that you were like the next David Letterman, that they handpicked you? And they gave you a daytime show, but then they found out you were a bit too caustic for blue-haired ladies during the day.
We want you to know, Steve, we are rooting for you, man. We are pulling for you. There's not a day that goes by where we don't want to see you succeed, baby.
So we're not going to talk about butter?
Hey, Don and Mike, thank you very much.
Hey, goddammit, you're taking us back?
I'd like to have you back, but I think we're not going to... By the way, we should point out that when Don and Mike from WJFK and much of the world were with us just a couple of minutes ago, we had to say goodbye real fast. That's because we have got the very latest in digital equipment, and they run commercials at a certain time whether we're through talking or not. So that's why we got a little cut off. Sorry. Anyway, it was delightful to have them with us.
Retarded?
Attention! Attention! Nils is dead!
I repeat, Nils is dead, fuckhead! So's his pal! And those four guys from the East German All-Stars, your boys out of the bank,
they're gonna be a little late.
In California, you're on the air. What do you think?
Boy, that guy's comments were a little out of line. I believe, they don't know what their kids are doing on the computers nowadays. Are you guys in New York?
Yes, we are.
The big question about that is, why aren't Don and Mike on live in New York? I don't understand that. Do you know anything about that?
Well, that's an interesting point.
Yes, I think it's been a TV, a feature movie called Cage. It's an action-adventure film dealing with a soldier who gets shot in the head and becomes mentally deficient. That should be out in January. And also, a comedy with Sally Kellerman and George Segal. That'll be out in a month.
No, he's not retarded.
I want to thank Don and Mike I had a lot of fun here. And I didn't travel 3,000 miles to watch you lose, so that's why you won.
All right.
But I want to thank all of you for supporting the Children's Hospital. It's a very, very good cause. And it'll make us all much happier. Incidentally, Don and Mike, I think you're terrific on the radio. You have great wit and great energy, and you're fun to listen to. And I don't know how you do it for 3 or 4 hours like that. Keep it going with that pace. You're really terrific, and I appreciate it. Everybody, have a good summer.
Thank you, Dick Van Patten. Thanks a lot, Dick.
I don't like you. Probably never will. You're a smug, unhappy little man, and you treat people like they were idiots.
This is Liza Minnelli. Don and Mike, how can I say this, are a gang.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Or you don't know who could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
These guys say that they have never even heard of Phil Spector.
Oh,
well, I'm going to take a Monday off, but whenever there is a murder, you got to wonder.
From a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy.
himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Rob,
and good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Dragnet and all the ships at sea. We're back after a lovely weekend getaway to both sections of state. It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Rob, and hiya, thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike show, new episode of Rabbit, Rabbit, Rabbit. Hope you remember that on Saturday. It's a new episode on this Monday,
February 3rd.
Right. Phone number 877-365-3636.
Hi, Donna, Mike, Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
And welcome to the show. And, yeah, we'll be talking a little bit about the shuttle, and then we're going to move on. A story of interest, maybe, besides Rob and I, to no one. Phil Spector, Wall of Sound.
Yes.
Ron Etz.
Yeah, I'm thinking. I always try to think outside a little bit, and I'm wondering.
Be My Baby.
I'm wondering whether, you know, if I didn't know you guys, whether I'd even be aware of it.
I'm sure you
would. And I probably wouldn't.
Most people aren't.
The Righteous Brothers' big hits came from him, too. And the Ramones.
I think he's most well-known as Darlene yeah. Love.
That's right.
And
Christmas album.
Be My Baby.
Be My Baby. Be My Baby's a huge hit.
He invented the Wall of Sound.
Right.
Be My Baby. Anyway,
who'd he kill, Rob?
They don't know yet. They have to notify.
Well, do they know it's him that killed the person?
Allegedly a woman. No, we don't know anything yet. Just that the body was found at his home and that he's a suspect.
Hello, this is Phil Spector.
My God.
The only chance in the world we ever have for this joke.
Hello, this is Phil Spector.
Wow.
Well.
Help
anyway,
things let it be, also.
We're doing a show right now just for two people.
Hello, this is Phil Spector.
La 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 la, Robbie. La 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 la. La, la, la,
now, what is the ba-ba-ba? What is that? What is
I'll
that
hit
mean?
You to that later.
Okay, all right.
That's a Frida joke. Va 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 va.
See, when I do my Zsa Zsa Gabor, I do va 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 va, and I was wondering if it was in any way related to that at all.
Va 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 va. I had a Zsa Zsa moment with my wife.
So it is tied into Zsa Zsa.
Yeah, but I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about it or not. I'll have to get her okay on that.
Very good.
Va 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 va.
Hey, can I take a second here? 10 years ago, yesterday, I lost my father, and you did a really nice tribute to your father-in-law, and it's something I never did for my father, and I just wanted to say, I miss him. He was a great guy. When he died 10 years ago, I was still doing this show. We were working, I think, in the afternoon. We've been on that long here at WJFK in Washington in the afternoon, and William O'Mara, 10 years ago, it seems like it happened yesterday, but, I want to say I still miss my dad, and I love him, and that's all. That's it. Now we can move forward, okay?
You talk about him all the time.
I do. Mm-hmm.
I know how much you felt about him, and I know also that was, if you'll pardon the pun, the nail in the coffin
right.
with Frank.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of you people out there wonder why we refer to our old producer.
You know how I know you're a good friend of mine is that you... I was certainly, when it first happened, I was pissed, and I actually have forgotten about that. And you remind me of that when you tell me that story about what he did, because when the weekend he passed was the second, he died after the Super Bowl, but I had to go back because he was in rough shape.
I remember everything. It was,
right after we had done our Super Bowl broadcast.
It was Buffalo versus Dallas. It was the Super Bowl at the Rose Bowl. So if it was 10 years ago, today would be 1993, and Mike called me and said, "You got awful news. My dad is really about to check out.
Yeah.
I got to get the hell out of here."
I think this was a Friday when we were out in Pasadena, and I got back there on Saturday. We stayed there Saturday and Sunday. Flew back on Sunday night. Monday, he was still hanging, and then he died on a Tuesday morning. And I think it was February 2nd that he passed away.
And I said, of course, Jesus, go out there, be with your dad. Don't worry about anything. Just go. Get out of here.
Right.
And I called, at the time, our producer, Frank Murphy, valet in a spray, and I said, I've got awful news. Mike's dad is passing away, and Mike's going to be leaving. And Frank's response to me was, what about Mike's ticket for the Super Bowl? And
wow.
I said, what are you talking about? He said, what about Mike's ticket? I said, I didn't even think to ask him. And right. then he followed it up with, we could probably sell it and get some money.
Yeah.
And it was at that point, I lost it with the guy. Sure. I said, you bastard.
Yeah, and you know, Frank always prided himself on the, you know, it was one of those little moments that, that you know, sticks in your craw and you remember that about that. But, you know.
That was it.
You know, the 10-year anniversaries of something like that is something where, you know, the family takes time, and I spent a lot of time talking to my mom over the weekend about this. And I remember that, you know, and I just wanted to say something, you know, about my father. He was just he was a really one of the good guys, and he was somebody that, you know, worked in the insurance business. He, early in his career, he'd worked in, I think, for NBC a little bit way back in the days of radio and things like that. But he was never in the entertainment business, and he was not a real self-promotion-minded kind of individual. He's kind of laid-back guy. Loved to read. Loved everything. He was kind of like a Renaissance guy. He loved to he loved baseball. He loved football. Sports was his passion. He loved music. Everything. And you know, I think all of all the things that I'm passionate about today.
He loves he loves sex.
You know, that's the one thing that I was going to say. You know, because of the fact that he went to Holy Cross College, and he was raised by Jesuits. Lost his mother when he was 6 years old, lost his father when he was 15 years old. And really, that's funny when you mention that about sex. You know, we didn't talk. In my house, we didn't talk about
Mike,
sex.
I know. That's why I was kidding.
Right. And it was, it was definitely the old taboo.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I don't think he's the kind of guy. I see a lot of guys with that relate to their fathers on, hey, we'll go out and we'll talk about this. We didn't have that kind of relationship, but we had a good one. We had a good, solid relationship. And that would have been the one thing that he definitely, that was the wall between my father and myself as far as, opening up about that.
Pretty common.
But all the other things as far as music, sports, all those great things, he was a great father. And and I miss him. And it was 10 years ago today. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't believe it when I realized when we were dialing in that anniversary that it was the 10th anniversary of him passing away, and I will miss him forever.
Yeah.
So that's all.
It's nice of you to say that, and I know that 10 years ago maybe the format that we had wouldn't have allowed you to do that, because 10 years ago we were still into horns and cymbals and wacky morning zoo stuff.
And I just, when I heard that wonderful thing that you did for Les, I said, I'm going to say something about my dad today because I didn't do that 10 years ago when he passed away. And and a really, really good guy. The only famous person he ever had any dealings with. He served his country in World War II. He was in the South Pacific. He was a captain in the artillery, and he actually dealt with President Kennedy when President Kennedy had PT-109. And he wanted to mount this big gun on his PT boat, a gun that wasn't designed to go on a PT boat. He actually had about a 15-20 minute meeting with my father, because my father was in charge of all that ordnance and stuff. And it was he came in, hey, I want this. And I don't know, I don't remember the story well enough to know whether they actually transacted any business, but that was his war story. And I still have paintings in my house, actually charcoal sketches of wartime activity, including a night raid on Guadalcanal, where he was on this island across from Guadalcanal and did it from memory. And, stuff that I treasure. I got a lot of stuff that he had. He was a great painter. And so that's it. I've said it all. And I got it off my chest, and I feel glad that I did.
Glad you did.
Thank you.
And,
felt that way about your dad 10 years ago.
I think you had a chance to meet him, maybe once.
No, I didn't. Met your dad more than once.
Once or twice?
I've seen your mom more times. I've met your dad more than one time and found it to be a very nice...
Yeah.
Down-to-earth guy with a pretty goddamn good sense of humor.
Very, very good sense of humor. There's one thing that we always shared a laugh in. I still, to this day, you can go to a movie theater. If you hear a fart sound and you hear people laughing about it, you'll hear it. And, that was, he had that kind of sense of humor. He had a sophisticated sense of humor. It was good. I think I get a lot of my sense of humor from my father, too.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. Congratulations on your long weekend.
Well, now, it wasn't a long weekend.
It was not a long weekend.
It was longer than not having a day off.
Did you work the whole weekend, sir?
Good cover.
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, maybe someday you'll elevate yourself to those of us, the chosen few. I like to call us the elite in America, those of us who work Monday through Friday.
That would be absolutely fabulous, and unfortunately...
And you notice right now, as I sip my drink, I'm holding my little pinky in the air, because I'm one of the refined few that work Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday, Club.
Monday through Friday.
Ooh.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Click, click, click. Hey, you said shooting down a Jar Jar moment. Did you get slapped?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
No.
Good.
Did you get what? What did he say?
Slapped.
Slapped.
Let it get slapped. Like, why? Oh, no. You're talking about
she
her.
She slapped
with, like,
the cop.
With the cop. Yeah. No, no, no.
Click,
click, click.
No, no, no. It was a Green Acres moment.
Okay, okay.
Va, 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 va.
Arnold!
All right.
So you like the chores and she likes the stores.
Yeah. We're getting closer now.
Wow. You like fresh air, she likes Times Square.
We're getting closer. I'll tell you. Oh, maybe I shouldn't. I don't know. Things are going so great. We had such a good weekend. I don't know if I should.
No.
You don't think so, Robbie?
Not yet.
No. No, you're right. You're right, Rob, because as we discussed today, it's only halftime.
It's only halftime.
Yeah. It's only halftime in this little game of cat and mouse my wife and I are playing.
So does that indicate that at some point down the road you might share the story?
Maybe as soon as tomorrow.
As when the second half is concluded?
When the other shoe drops.
Yeah, fine. That's
good. Yeah, va, 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 darling. That's all I have to say about that. Uh-huh. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing, Don and Mike?
We're doing great, thank you.
All right. I was on the phone screen. I'm new to the Fairfax area, and I kind of stumbled onto you, I guess, by accident. As a matter of fact, I really shouldn't be listening. Like I said, I'm a licensed ordained minister. But
That's all right.
I enjoy some of the humor on the show, then some of it is, well, you know, out of my salvation arena, so to speak. But, I mean, I don't knock you.
Do you do that kind of preaching that I hear sometimes on the radio where the guy goes, yes, sirree, huh? You're going to have the Lord, huh? You know, that kind of thing? Do you do that?
Yeah, I do that when the anointing set in. Just to give you a quick 3-second sample. The Lord is coming soon. But, you know, that's not what it's all about. But I just want to tell you guys I really enjoy the show.
Reverend?
Oh, dear.
Reverend, we have we have somebody that just dropped in. Occasionally, if a clergyman gets through,
what's happening?
We have Satan on the phone. Would you like to speak to Satan, Reverend?
How you doing, Holy Man?
I'll speak to you, Satan.
All right,
you
go ahead.
Have no power over me.
I have ultimate power over you. And as a matter of fact, I love everything about the Don and Mike Show. Today on the Don and Mike Show, Brian, the drunk Eagles fan, will have his birthday party, including a 3-girl live sex show. And then Dr. Natasha Terry, who's a very hot therapist, will be coming off the show. And she will be talking about...
What's her name, Satan?
Dr. Natasha Terry.
Wow.
All I have to say is, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, darling. What you got to say now, holy man?
Well, I'm a loyal cowboy fan, first of all. Okay. And
there's your first problem, asswipe. Even me, Lucifer, and you may call me Bullybase, even the Great One, even I don't like the Dallas Cowboys.
The Great One, wasn't that Jackie Gleason's name, Satan?
He was a member of my stable.
Oh, I understand.
How do you think a fat guy became so popular?
Who is the sex bird that's going to be on the show again today?
Dr. Natasha Terry. She's hot. She's so hot.
I love Satan's. I'm quite fond of Satan's evil laugh. I truly am.
Oh, I love the poker with my tail.
Scary.
I get to make a hoof disappear.
What did you say, Reverend?
By the way, happy birthday. I think his name is Rob.
Rob? Is it?
No, that was a rerun, you dumbass minister. It's not really Rob's birthday.
35 days, though.
Oh, okay.
Wow. March 8th, that's my official
birthday. See, that's the problem. When you work on his side, you never really get the full story.
So you're saying you don't pay attention to details when you work on the good side?
Right. You know, when you work for me, when you join the dark side, everything becomes clear. First off...
He's right, you know.
First off, I set you up with the best in high-tech.
Right.
I'm talking wireless handheld communication devices. Hmm. All of the best stuff. I'm very
meaning
tight.
If somebody signs their soul over to you, they'll also get wireless communications?
Yeah, because I'm tight with Bill Gates.
Do you give them any kind of ankle bracelet or anything like that?
Mike, what I do is, maybe you've seen this in some movies, what I do is I take on this earthly plane, I guess the closest would be a stun gun.
A stun gun.
And I take a stun gun, and I just very gently behind the ear, when I give them some of my Satan knockout gas.
Right.
They, while they're sleeping, I inject a little thing that goes right behind the ear. They never know it, and I constantly track it. It's like LoJack.
You put a computer chip in them, Satan?
So I know where they are at all times.
Oh, and then you've got a whole state-of-the-art monitoring system.
Yeah. I'll do a quick check right now. Ken Stevens, your former general manager?
Yeah, where's he?
He's sitting out by the pond at his house out in Virginia. He's reflecting.
Oh, okay.
Reflecting on a life's mistake.
Is he, how's he doing? Is he? He's not planning on jumping in the pond, is he?
No, not yet.
That's great.
My Doppler radar has many people that you know.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. I'm going to do a sweep of the Mid-Atlantic right now. And hey, Timmy, how you doing? I'm checking in right now. Give me a two-way message with Tim Sabian.
Hey, wow.
YSB.
Is he saying anything back to you? Or is he just scratching behind his ear where you're just
checking? You know, let me just tell you something. But I love this Tim Sabian. He signed up with me. How else do you think the guy could keep the job at WYSB for 12 years? And he, why do you think every night at 10 o'clock they have a whole block of Metallica?
Well, why is that, Satan?
Because I love Metallica.
Oh!
They're my guys.
Satan, man, that's...
They are my guys.
Who are... Metallica, your number one, Satan?
AC/DC,
I thought Metallica. Pantera was up there.
Pantera, yeah. Ozzy, of course. Mm-hmm. Although, lately, I had to call him up and say, what the F were you thinking? Yeah, Kiss, stay there.
Yeah.
What the hell were you think of that commercial with the Osmonds?
Didn't like that?
No.
You don't like seeing him sell out,
dude. He's not the Prince of Darkness. He's a clown now.
Reverend, what would you say? We've got Satan right here. And, I mean, obviously, you preach against Satan all the time. What would you say to him?
Well, I would say, you fell from paradise. It's just too bad.
You know what I'd say? I'll use a baseball analogy. I'm the Yankees, and you're the Devil Rays. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm the Michael Jordan of the world beyond, and you're the Bucky Dent.
Oh, my goodness. Ouch. Wow.
Wow.
Add it up over the years, buddy. Who's the big winner? Who's the big winner? I am.
It's that evil Satan laugh that we know so well.
Anyway, nice talking with you.
Been a pleasure. Hey, I think it's Mike, the one I heard last week, that's paying alimony. Hey, Mike, is it all right if I pray for you a nice, good wife?
No, I don't want you to pray for that, Satan. What I because I've been around the horn twice, I hate to tell you this, Reverend, but I'm dealing with this guy now.
You see, here's the thing. When someone comes to you, a man of the cloth,
mm-hmm.
in their time of need, like Mike, second marriage, you know what you offer up? You say, I'll pray for you. I laugh and shake my head ruefully.
Why don't you go ahead and tell him, Satan, what you've offered me?
Well, I can come to Mike and I say, Mike, I can offer you a lifetime of wealth, poontang, and more importantly, never again alimony. Never.
Wow.
Never.
A good deal.
And you don't have to sign a prenup. Go ahead. Marry the next showgirl you meet with the guy's The deal we have is, as soon as you tell me she's not right, I take care of it.
Oh, wow. That's the deal.
I take care of it for you.
That is the deal that he's offered me, Reverend. I can't turn it down.
And I don't know where the hell Don went.
Don has stepped out. I don't know.
I got news for him. Your wife is going to get her way. She always does. She's a member of the club.
You know, I have a feeling, Satan, I'm not sure, but I think Don is just, for some reason, I've known him for many years. He's chomping at the bit to discuss whatever this this va-va-va-va situation.
Va-va-va-va, darling. I know he is. Hey, well, listen, enough with this. You got anything else to say, holy man?
Yeah.
Well, then say it, Reverend.
Come on, hurry. I don't have all day. I got souls to buy.
Okay.
For God's sakes, tonight I got an episode of King of Queens I got to take care of.
Okay.
How do you think that show stays in the top 20 every week? I got news for you. Sure ain't the writing.
All right. Before I sign off, I'll say.
Yes, Reverend.
It's been a pleasure on this Monday, the 3rd of February at 3:30 p.m. You've heard the Reverend on the Don and Mike Show.
Reverend. All right, Reverend.
The retarded Reverend.
The radio Reverend.
He goes.
I'm out of here, Mike. I'll talk to you in your car tonight.
All right, thanks a lot. Bye, Satan. Bye, Reverend.
Bye, Mike. Bye, Robbie. Hey, Buzz.
Hey, Booyabaze.
I got you covered.
Thanks, man.
He likes you, Buzz. You know, there he goes. There goes Satan. Anytime he comes in, he always has that fond little greeting for you, Buzz.
He's been after me for a long time.
He's got you, doesn't he?
Not yet.
I don't know, Buzz.
He's whining and dining me.
Maybe to a certain extent he has you.
Yeah, I tell you, he put that alimony thing on the offer, on the table for me last week. Well, I have to weigh it because I know he's also shared with us what goes on down there.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, Dave from Philly, Bullhorn fame. What's going on with you guys?
Hey.
I got a quick question related to football, aside from the shuttle this weekend.
Yeah.
How'd you make out with no football, Don?
You know, between the shuttle on Saturday, which was definitely a downer, and Sunday, it just didn't work. Arena football, it did not fill the void.
Wow.
And then I turned on the Pro Bowl. And the problem with the Pro Bowl is
it was a great finish at the Bob Hope Desert Classic, though.
The problem with the Pro Bowl is you got Al Michaels, who's, you know, I don't know if he's high or what, but he's wearing a Hawaiian shirt. And you have, even though they're not going at full speed, you have some of the best players in the league.
Right.
And while guys are making plays, while the AFC or NFC is driving down the field, they're interviewing Marcus Allen. And they're ignoring everything that happens on the field so we can talk to Marcus Allen. And they never ask Marcus Allen the pertinent question, what about O.J. cutting his wife's head off?
Yeah. I think Al Michaels in a Hawaiian shirt kind of looks like a gay Italian barber.
Although you want to know funny, is Andy Reid in a Hawaiian shirt?
That's that Hawaiian shirt screaming. I didn't see him in his Hawaiian shirt.
And it had to be, I'm guessing it had to be 4XL. Because all the guys, because it's the Titans staff, the losing teams of the championship games get to coach the Pro Bowl. So they had Jeff Fisher, who still has that mullet going, oh, and that reminds me about something with this weekend. And then Andy Reid on the other side. Jeff Fisher looked good in his.
He's got a trophy wife, too. Doesn't Jeff Fisher have the hottie wife?
Piece of ass.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Reid looked like he was wearing a muumuu on the other side. All right. Yeah, it was a very hard weekend with the shuttle. We're not going to devote a lot of time to that today because it's been covered over and over.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to yell about the networks, but I will, that they have to give everything a name.
Yeah.
That it's, I don't know what it is on Fox. They have a name for it. They're like it's a movie.
Right.
You know, the Tragedy in the Sky, I think that's what it is on Fox.
Right.
And something similar on CNN. It was bad. It was awful, but we'll get through it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was reminded of, and I know you thought the same, of when Challenger blew up.
Yeah.
Because that's really how Mike and I got to do in the show that we're doing now.
Yeah, we were meeting, and we'll never, you know, you do remember certain things at where you were. I remember we were down at the Keybridge Marriott Hotel having breakfast with a consultant when the Challenger blew up.
And at the time, they had the consultant meeting with us because we were starting to break out of the top 40 mold. We were not playing the amount of records we were supposed to play.
Mm.
So they called this guy in to talk us down and say, you got to do things the company way. And the shuttle blew up, which was awful, but the next day, for the first time ever, we didn't play any records.
Yeah, we did the kind of show that you do when something like that happens. You right. want to talk to people. People want to talk to you. And
all of a sudden, everybody was saying, wow, you know what? You guys, this morning, with all the people calling in, we didn't even notice you didn't play any music.
Yeah. And that's where, it's horrible that it happened out of a tragedy, but that's where people said, hey, this is talk radio of a different kind than we've ever heard, and we went on from there, and I think, whittled down the last few records that we were playing an hour, and, I will never forget the waitress that came over to our table, whose quote was, she said, quote, bulletin. Chewing gum. Bulletin. Space shuttle just blew up. And she said it in such a weird, cold way.
Oh, yeah.
We got up from where we were sitting in the restaurant having breakfast, went into this little lounge. I think we were having lunch, actually. We were having lunch. We weren't having breakfast. We were having lunch. and went into this little bar area where they had two TVs on, and everybody was just frozen watching this thing. I'll never forget it.
Yeah. It was awful, and this is awful, but, you know, we'll get past it.
It does make me realize that
we're America.
Yeah, we take for granted the space program in this country, and I was like any other American where if you polled the majority of Americans, you wouldn't have known that the Columbia was up there. Right. I mean, I didn't know, and most people didn't know anymore because these have gotten so routine, and then you realize, you know, hey, this can still happen.
Yeah, not to minimalize it, but that's the great thing about America. It's that it happened. We'll be sad. Everybody's sad. Everybody feels bad. Mm-hmm. We'll have the flags at half-mast. We'll find out what happened, and then we'll send the next rocket ship up because that's what we do.
Sure.
That's what we do because we're America. So everybody will think about what happened with the shuttle, but not on today's show.
Right.
You know, we're going to be a diversion from that, which is still bombarding the airwaves.
Sure is.
Even today. I mean, how many times on Saturday morning they had a loop on CNN of just the first shot of the spacecraft coming down and when it would burst into flame and then when it would burst into three little other pieces of flame. Right. And at the point, that's all they had. Mm-hmm. That was all the video they had. And they just were rerunning it continuously in a loop.
Right.
Over and over and over and over again. And at some point, you know, enough.
Right.
You know, we've seen it enough.
I heard one thing said over the weekend, and this I agree with, that, you know, I think the feeling with a lot of people was, okay, enough. You know, we've had it for, you know, I think we've had our tragedies for the next 10 years or so.
Yeah.
You know, we've had enough for, but also with 9/11, you know, we certainly as a country, as a collective consciousness, we know how to deal with this stuff a lot better than we used to. I mean, you know, I remember the first time when the Challenger blew up, it was such a national tragedy, and this is a national tragedy, but we're a tougher country, we're tougher people, and we deal with this stuff a lot better than we used to. And you know, you're right, people are going to move on from.
We're America. That's what we do.
Yep.
This weekend, we went to see that Chuck Barris movie, Confessions of a Dangerous Mind.
I'm very curious to know how you like
that. Well, first off, I definitely don't believe, and I didn't believe when I read the book, but I don't believe Chuck Barris was a killer.
You know, I don't have to see a movie. I just have to remember The Gong Show to think of, you know, I can't believe it either.
The actor who played him had him down, especially when he would dance on The Gong Show.
That guy's fantastic.
The guy looked just like Chuck Barris.
I forgot what his name is.
But
Sam Rockwell.
Sam Rockwell. I don't know. For my money, they could have done, cut out half the movie, and it would have been okay.
Hmm.
The only good part was they actually recreated the actual sets of The Dating Game and The Newlywed Game.
And The Gong Show?
And The Gong Show.
And was he great when he was doing the Gong Show bit? Was he
The actor was absolutely, like when they had Gene Gene the Dancing Machine.
Right.
Remember that dumb way that Chuck Barris would dance?
Right, right, right.
He would have his top hat on and just kind of have his arms going left to right. Guy had it down, but
I
overall,
always thought Chuck Barris was as high as a human being could be when he did that show.
He was drunk a lot.
Was he drunk a lot?
Drunk a lot.
So I'm sure he did the show when he was loaded.
Yeah, well, they showed him in his office drinking a lot of this movie. Anyway, it wasn't that great. Saturday night we had my brother and sister-in-law, Robin and Bill, and the twins came over, and Bart and his girlfriend joined us for dinner, and we're sitting around the table, and somehow the discussion got to mullets, and my bonehead brother-in-law, I don't know if it was the wine or what, but he says, I don't know what a mullet is. And so we started to describe it to him, and Frieda said, oh, no, I've got proof.
I think there are a lot of people that wear mullets that don't know what they are.
True. And she went up, and she got photo albums.
Oh, God.
And, you know, back in the day.
You had the mullet.
I had a mullet that was beyond mullets.
You had a thick mullet. You had, like, an uber mullet.
Yeah, it was very short on the sides, regular in the front, but then almost down to my shoulders.
That's the drill.
All the
and
way back.
Thick, and thick, too.
Big, thick.
Wasn't one of those little wimpy mullets. It was just the kind of mullet that, you know, I mean, it just, this massive hair. We have publicity photos where you have a mullet.
Yeah, and they pulled out one of those, and it's just freaking ridiculous and embarrassing, and apparently at the time I liked it so much I loved my picture taken with it. And we got pictures of the bar with a little baby where I've got the mullet, where we're down in Florida or something, and
right,
where we're doing an appearance and I've got the mullet. And
there was a documentary on Trio this weekend, I was just informed, called The American Mullet, that consisted of 60 minutes of people going to people with mullets, showing them pictures of people with mullets and saying, do you realize this is you? It's right. From the Trio Network, so it's a phenomenon.
I know a guy that calls himself Mullet Man, and he's famous for his mullet, and he will introduce himself to you as Mullet Man.
Is he terrifically bright?
No comment.
Well, I'll tell you, back in the day, I thought it was happening. Yeah. I thought I had it down.
See, I like this guy now because he's got a mullet and they're out of style, and it's funny to have him identify himself as Mullet Man.
Yeah, but don't break his heart.
No.
Take his breaky heart.
If you think they're out of style
right.
any weekend,
mm-hmm.
go to any suburban area.
Oh, no, they're still...
And you're going to find them.
Yeah, you still see mullets around. It's just, well, were they ever really in style when you think about it?
For a brief period of time, I believe they were.
Yeah, I think they were. I had an afro, which is even worse, I think.
Of course, that's back when you were with the Black Panthers.
That's when I was black, yes.
So anyway, that was my weekend. Mike, I know we're running short here, but you want to tell us, you got mugged this weekend?
No, I didn't get mugged.
Wow.
I'll make a long story short here. This is why I'm a rube, okay? And you know this. You know this because this speaks to my propensity for buying something on the, on those infomercials. And just, I love to... I just love to patronize different businesses, but this is a little different.
I could put it a different way. You're a sucker.
I'm a sucker. Okay, I freely admit it too. And I'm driving out with the Whale. I got my Cadillac, my big white DeVille that I'm driving my kids around in, and picked my kids up Saturday. And we went to the school uniform store. I had to get Catherine some stuff, and then we went to a Chinese restaurant because it was the Chinese New Year, of course. And had a little, went to my friend Tony's restaurant. Rob, you know that restaurant, great Chinese restaurant. And we're driving to the post office. They had to drop a couple of things off, and I've been rear-ended. In the back of my Whale, I had a little dent, this seam, where somebody had backed into my car and then took off. In fact, there were little fingerprints where this effer had come over and, checked to see the dent. You could see the little streaks where he went, hey, there's the dent, and then took off.
Right.
And never, never left a note or anything. So I got this dent, and I'm cruising along with this dent. You'll see this one. You might want to take a peek at it when you go to, when you leave tonight. But... driving through the parking lot, and I'm on the cell phone talking to somebody, and all of a sudden, these two guys, are waving at me out through the window. I roll down the window. It's like, hey, you got that dent. You got that dent in your car. You want us to fix it? Oh. Said, I work for a body shop, and I was like,
the sting.
And I said to myself, I've been thinking about a body shop. I've been asking people. I said, what do you mean, fix it right now? He's like, yeah. He said, we can do it. We can do it right in the parking lot.
You schmuck.
And so I said, how much? He said,
$400.
Oh, no. So
please don't tell me you gave them $400.
No, I didn't. I almost did, though. I almost gave him the whole amount of money. I gave him $300 for it. Now, wait, hold on a second. Hold on.
Sucker.
I was a sucker. But I wanted to get this done, and I just didn't know a body shop to take it to. And I said... the timing's right. I said,
these are two guys that you just passed on the street.
No, they've approached me on the street. I haven't even passed them.
But you're driving your car. These guys just come up like squeegee guys.
Yeah, squeegee guys, exactly.
Is this near the restaurant?
No, this is yeah, pretty close.
That neighborhood, huh?
That neighborhood, yeah. That neighborhood's
good
a little unsavory. And so they pulled the thing in, and I said, I think it's just a job that, he can just pound the dent out. And the guy says, oh, no. This requires more than that. He said, get the metal hammer. And so they sit there, and he pulls back the backing from the trunk of the car, and he's pounding this thing out with he gets a crowbar, and he starts going with the metal, and he's kind of pounding the dent out, but it looks, horrible. And I'm realizing that I've made a really terrible mistake right away.
Two street people fixing your car.
But then they start tapping it, and what he's doing is he's prying it with the crowbar while his brother or his friend, whatever, is tapping it too. And he says, they don't like us doing this in the post office. You might want to go over to the Kmart parking lot. And I said, okay. And I got the girls in the back of the car.
God, you are such a rube.
And the girls are just fascinated with this. They're loving every minute of this, because it's a show. And another reason that I did, the guy had a Red Sox hat on.
That is the sign that you are secured with the good housekeeping seal.
So we go over, get to the Kmart, and they continue their work. When I got real nervous is when he took the drill out. And he took a drill and he punched holes in the back of my trunk, and then he's pulling it out. So he's pulling the dent out with he puts like four or five drill holes in, and he's pulling this thing out. And I'm like, I thought you were going to pound it out. He said, no, we're gonna put the compound in there, and you're gonna it's gonna be perfect. He said, you know, the only thing you're gonna need to do, of course, is, you know, and he said this early, I was, you know, do the final paint thing, and you can take that to any body shop, and I'm saving you the cost of replacing the trunk, which would be
a lot
of money. And I'm sitting there going,
you're such a dope.
I'm saying, wow, all right, yeah, I'm just in this good mood. I'm like, yeah, and I'm talking to the guys, and then you know, I said, now don't screw me now. I do a radio show. I'll talk about you.
Yeah, right.
And they knew the radio show, and it's funny because they got excited because apparently they listen all the time. Huh. And so they get done pulling out the dent with this little machine, and they take this goo, and they said, bummer, get the cardboard box. And so the guy obviously didn't have the tool to fix the dent, so he had, his brother or whoever his friend was went down to a dumpster,
crackhead,
to get a piece of cardboard, and they put the goo on the cardboard, and then he did have the tool for scraping this goo into where the hole was to smooth it out, and then by the time he got it all smooth,
and this is in a Kmart parking lot,
yeah, and it was cold too. The wind was coming up and it was getting a little cold, and then at that point the girls had to go to the bathroom, and so I walked them to the Wendy's while these guys were still working on it, and I got halfway to the Wendy's.
Classy.
And they had to go to the bathroom, and that's where we were. And I got halfway to the Wendy's when I realized I left my keys in the car.
Oh.
And I said, you know, I stopped and I said, you know, child safety, car being stolen, child safety. I'm halfway there. I said, all right, Catherine, hold your sister's hand. Go into the Wendy's. I'll wait right here. So they went into the Wendy's, and I'm halfway, like, looking back, checking. Because, you know, I didn't know these guys, and I thought, you know, what if they steal my car? And I get back. Catherine, you know, goes to the bathroom. Elizabeth goes to the bathroom. We get back to the car. They're at this point putting this goo in, this like it's like a clay, red clay colored goo that they're putting,
jeez,
putting in there, and then they sand it. They sand it, and then they do a finer sanding job, and then it's like hard, and then when it hardens, they spray a primer on it, this gray and white gook primer.
I gotta go look at your car during the break.
And that's where it is right now. It's got kind of a, it looks like what you'd see like in a junkyard. You know, the car has like, it's like a car that's in a, you know, that's a beater car, and it's got this big patch. And so what I'm going to do is probably have the whole trunk painted.
Yeah.
You know, and instead of just the area painted. So there's a good body shop. I'll take recommendations.
How long was the whole procedure that they did?
An hour.
You pay $300 an hour for that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I got taken. I got caught up in the moment.
I'm surprised you didn't buy that gimmick thing they have on TV. Which
the
is
suction
a,
thing?
The suction thing, yeah, where it's, you know, for $29.
What's that?
You hook these two you hook these two suction things to where the dent is.
Yeah.
Pull it out. And then you use a thing that's like a like a vice.
Uh-huh.
And you pull out where the dent is, and they say you could go into a body shop.
Is this on TV?
$500 yeah. bucks, yeah.
I believe. Oh. I think it's called Dent Letter B Gone.
Oh man, I would have used that. But
the ad is done by the fat guy named Billy who does the Orange Oxy commercial.
You can depend on.
Believe it or not, I was not completely dissatisfied with the work.
Huh.
Is it perfect? Not by a long shot, but it's okay.
What color will you have your car painted now?
I'm going to have it painted like camouflage.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don. I work at a car dealership.
Yeah.
We got these guys who come around all the time and do it for us, and it's called paintless dent removal. These guys probably did more damage to your car than it's worth, but what they do is...
What do you mean than it's worth? That's the whale, babe. That's a nice car.
Well, what they do is they do a little drill in the inside of the car and pop it out with a little bent screwdriver, and it just pops it right out.
Right.
And it's only $50.
All right.
Now you're probably going to have to pay well over $300 to get your trunk painted.
I got to go see what they did to Mike's car during the break. Thank you, my friend.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you. When it was all done, when it was concluded, I will have you know that I thought that probably I had done the wrong thing.
Well, that's well, good.
Okay. But a friend of mine had also
that's
told
right.
me. A friend of mine who had looked at it indicated with the nature of the damage, the way the dent was, and where it was, that I was probably going to have the whole trunk replaced.
You do.
So wait a minute. Just before you label me the total idiot, the only reason I did it.
Too late.
The only reason I did it was because I'm a rube. You know what? I'm not going to make any excuses. I don't know what I was doing. I was caught up in the moment, and I just got carried away.
Two guys on the street.
Yes.
Pull into the Kmart.
I love that. You know how I love that kind of entrepreneurial activity.
Pull into the Kmart.
And I buy things out of people's trunks all the time. I love that. I love street hustlers. I always have.
Let me go back to a previous Mike O'Meara quote.
I'm not idiots, gentlemen.
Okay.
I love it. Thank you. And thank you.
Play the line. Just get a call 100.
I'm here all week.
Bye, bye, bye. 877.
And I'm, damn it, I want to find out what that means.
I'll tell you. 877-365-3636. It's time for the secret sound with $500. Be the 100th caller right now, and good luck. You'll win almost as much money as Mike paid the homeless, crack-addicted street thugs.
He said he was going to call in.
To fix his car.
One of the guys said he would call in if we didn't use his name.
From the Bahamas.
He said if we didn't use his name. So whatever your name
I'm
was.
I'm going to guess, was it Ramon or Jesus?
It was neither. But was, they looked like perhaps they may have been of Hispanic origin.
Yeah,
but I'm not sure. They didn't have a thick accent.
Were they featured on last night's episode of Kingpin?
No. No, they weren't. But the one guy said he would call in. So if you're listening now, I hope you call in to tell me your side of the story. And I, you know what? I think the work is fine.
I'm going to go look at your car right now.
I'll go with you.
Be the 100th caller. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And the newsletter's just about ready to go out. All I need now is the Hank Sutz column.
Okay. Oh, right. Right. Thoughts. It's October, and we all know what that means. If Princess Di were here, I'd tell her, hang in there. Kill for a dreamsicle right now. Now, maybe it's me, but I think Sharon Bliss should be on TV every night. If I had my druthers, there would be no more world hunger. What do you think?
Couple more.
I sure do miss the cow sills. That mini-skirted mom sure was sexy.
Jesus.
I think that's Jerry and Sally f***ing in the parking lot.
Wow.
I am telling you, nothing beats that missionary position.
I think I have enough, Hank.
Hurry up and put it in the computer and get it out to the fans.
I might just do a little editing.
No. We never edit Hank's thoughts.
Right.
Hey, Hank.
Come here.
Listen.
Come here.
Don't make me look at your car again.
What?
Jesus, I just talked to him.
Yeah, get a load of that. God, that little rat bastard. I thought you had a talk with him.
I did.
Hell of a lot of good it did. If he bangs her any harder, the airbags are going to inflate.
The Don and Mike Show. They will gladly accept your fandom. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
That was the only Hank Kingsley tape we had that involved Hank's car.
Yeah. Well, what do you think?
Si, senor. That is a nice job, Senor Mike.
I think that the... I think that the car has a certain amount of character now. Yes.
Badges. We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
You know, they may have been Italian. I'm really not sure. There was not even a trace of an accent.
That workmanship screams Hispanic.
Well, I don't know. I think I'm very satisfied with the job.
I said to Mike, I can summarize the work done in the Kmart parking lot by the guys that approached him on the street in one word.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy.
Your brother.
My brother Jimmy.
Your brother probably has had a few cars that look like that, right?
Buzz, you looked at it as well.
I did.
Well.
A little spray paint, it'll be fine.
All right, time for a call number 100.
know, that's a thought. I'm going to get maybe a little white spray paint. Can't hurt.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, I am caller 100.
You don't spray paint your car.
Well, no, I mean, it's better than what's on. Well, yeah. That'll probably mess up the primer. Primer's designed to...
Yeah. Paint, car paint will never stick to spray paint.
Yeah,
once
you're right.
Spray paint, there'll be no going back.
Okay, very good.
Hello,
okay.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, I'm caller 100.
Yes, you are. What's your name, my friend?
John Capone.
Hey, John, where are you from?
I am from Herndon, Virginia.
John?
And I'm also here to help Mike. By the way,
hold off on that.
I think your brother Al helped me this weekend.
But is this about car painting?
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, how about you leave your number?
Yeah, leave my number. Leave your number, and I'll give you my home address.
Do let me give you a pair of passes to go night skiing at Whitetail Mountain Resort.
Now that's not right. That's fixed.
During Whitetail's late night skiing, board and tube nights, you can get a 9 till midnight lift ticket for $15.
Like you can ski at night, you'll kill yourself.
That's from Whitetail, and also you've got the Burnin' Love teddy bear from the Vermont Teddy Bear Company. To order a Burnin' Love bear in time for Valentine's Day, call 1-800-829-BEAR or go to VermontTeddyBear.com.
Fantastic.
We had a client meeting with Vermont Teddy Bear, and I'm not sure if this is exactly the way they wanted us to pitch these giveaways and the commercials, but this year, Vermont Teddy Bear, it's all about sex.
Wow. They've gone blue. I mean, you know, sure, they're really cute little teddy bears, but they put them in these
not
like,
talking
oh,
about teddy bears going blue, right, Mike?
What?
You are talking about teddy bears going
yeah,
blue.
Yeah, they put them in these sexed up little outfits, and I think they're cute.
And there was one that I'm glad Rob wasn't in the meeting with us, because there's one that she described as the jungle love bear.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
very dirty.
Rob, don't even look at me, Rob.
Stop it.
Va, 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 va. Anyway, VirginiaTeddyBear.com. All right,
I like
now,
the devil bear, too.
Now you're going to play for $500. Horny little devil, Mike.
Horny little devil, right. So, hey, you know what? You really do pay attention in those meetings.
Sure. $500. Identify the sound. Here's your clue. Red, white, blue, yellow, orange. Mm-hmm. And I think I had another one, magenta.
Yes.
Did they give you magenta?
We did.
Magenta.
I thought you said chartreuse.
Maybe
chartreuse.
That was it.
If it was chartreuse, then make today's clue magenta. And are you ready?
You know, that's useless to me.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Identify the sound, win the money. Please don't answer till Mike sings like.
We're going to do two live crew again.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. Boy, so loud. I got to tell everybody listening, turn your volume down just for a second, because this is much like the supersonic boom that they heard with the whole thing with the space shuttle.
I'm like a dog in heat, a freak without warning. I have an appetite for sex with me, so warning.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Mike?
Yes.
The clue could have been Primer Gray.
Really?
Which used to be my radio name.
Primer Gray?
Primer Gray with you.
Yeah, that's back when you asked you to put that gray stuff in your hair.
Okay, for $500. What's the sound?
Someone snapping on a TV.
Snapping on a TV.
No, I
don't. Oh, you know, we're even, sorry.
I'm not even going to ask you to be more specific, because the answer was so dumb.
You know, snap on,
hey,
snap
excuse
on.
Me. Excuse me, I'm going to snap my TV on now.
Hey, two snaps up.
All right, goodbye. Thanks, don't forget that every guest...
is a clue for you.
It's a clue for you. Bring Brian the Drunk Eagles fan in.
Yep.
It's his birthday today. Before we start talking to Brian, though, I will, at the risk of going home tonight to a less than happy home, I will share with you the va, 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 va.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
it. Now, let me give you a little history on my wife. Here is Brian, the drunk.
Hi, Brian.
Fan. Hey, dude.
How are you, man? Good to
Hi,
see
man.
You. Have a seat.
Have a seat. My wife, speaking of spray painting,
right?
When I first met her 23 years ago, was driving a Honda in which she had spray painted on the side of the car, or with regular painted, her initials,
mm-hmm.
real big, on the driver's side door.
What was the reason for that?
I don't know. She was a young girl.
She spray painted her initials on her car?
She spray painted them or used actual car touch-up paint,
mm-hmm.
but it was just hideous.
Was it big?
Gigantic. As big as the entire door on the car.
Like Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Yes, right. Yeah, with Damone has a little...
Right.
Where you needed a piece of cardboard to cover it up.
Okay.
Also, one time, before I knew her, when my wife was a teenager, she had a flat tire. She called her dad, and she said, I got a flat tire. Her dad said, okay, take it to the gas station. Well, they took it to the gas station. My wife took the tire off the car. I know I've told this before. Took the tire off, took the rim and everything, and threw it away.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Because she thought when she got a new tire...
You got a brand new rim.
They come with a brand new rim.
All right.
So having said that, I'll just tell you very briefly that Va 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 is a Green Acres thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because here was the predicament today. My wife called last week on the show and mentioned she'd gotten a ticket. Well, she got a ticket because the registration and the inspection on her car had passed.
Right.
It was past due. So she had to go to DMV today. And I said to her, here's the deal at DMV. You got to get up at an ungodly hour, like 7 o'clock. You got to get your ass in the car. You got to get to DMV, and you got to sit in your car until people start getting in line. Mm-hmm. So you sit in your car from 7:30 to 8. People start getting in line to get in the DMV at 8:30, and you got to be one of those people in line.
And when it's chilly, not the most pleasant of experiences.
No, but I've done it. A lot of people have done it. Oh, she didn't heed my advice. She called me at about 9:15. She said, I am out of my mind. The line goes around the block to get into the building. She said, I'm going to be in line for at least an hour. And she had one of her soccer mom friends tell her that she recently went to the DMV and had spent 4.5 hours.
Ooh.
So she went to another DMV that was closed, and it was then at that point that she started talking about buying a new car. The reason that she would buy the new car,
right,
was because it took too long to wait in line.
Oh, wow.
At the DMV.
It's the va va va.
Va va va, darling.
Yes.
Va va va, darling.
I see now. And so nothing wrong with the car that she was going to
no.
get. Just easier. To get registration, is that what it was?
Registration and inspection.
Hassle free.
Va va va, darling. Hey, you know what? We're doing an adult show here. Kid, no kids allowed. Really. Get out of here.
Well, don't yell at the kid. Where's the parent?
Who's the parent of the young Israeli child that was just walking by the door?
Right, we should, you know, that's what's going on lately.
Why are there so many freaking kids here? I mean, we're going to have strippers in for Brian.
Yeah. I mean, no S. What's going on?
It's like some 5-year-old kid just walking by the window. Hey,
God.
Hey, there's Don and Lane. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there's nothing, I mean, don't blame the kid at all, but I mean, I thought we made that clear last week. What the hell is going on here?
Put a leash on that kid. All up front. Hey, whose kid that is? Unless it's Alan's.
Yeah. Oh,
then we're in trouble if it's Alan's kid.
Good afternoon, Debbie.
We're in the dog.
Hey,
whose kid is walking around with the mail?
Alan.
All right, bye.
Wow. Wow. It's the end of that.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Great timing.
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
Acting General Manager Alan Linewand.
Should we call and apologize now?
No, I handle this discreetly.
Rudderless ship sound effect.
We just call us, you know, it's great to have.
Yeah, we got adult swim today, though.
Around, but, you know, naked ladies in here and Dr. Yeah. Natasha.
Hello, this is Alan Linewand,
right.
Infinity Broadcasting, WJFK Radio. I'm unavailable right now.
Is this one of those take your kid to work days today?
No, Alan's wife is out of town. I had a conversation. His wife's out of town. Mm. He had to go pick his kid up at school.
Okay. All right.
That's why he's
all right.
I
take mine to school today, too. So
Rob, why don't you just go tell the kid to stay back by daddy.
Okie doke.
But do it in as nice a way as possible.
You're always nice, Rob. So anyway, va 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 va.
So to make a long story short, she wants to buy a new car so she doesn't have to wait in line?
Well, that was floated out there, and... you know me, the path of least resistance, especially with Frida. I said, whatever. It's your life. Whatever you want to do is fine with me. So she goes and she looks at she's infatuated with these hybrid cars, the
yes.
half electric, half gasoline, of which, incidentally, I think if she actually was to really put her money where her mouth is and buy one of these. What's the Toyota? Is it Prius? Is that the name of the car?
I think it's Prius.
Prius. The one that Larry David and a couple of other snobby celebrities drive.
Is that why she wants to do it? Because the celebs are doing it?
No, she's just into the environment.
Right.
I think if she got in the car
And all of a sudden, she discovered that it didn't have leather seats and didn't have a CD player, didn't have the wood interior, and it was like driving a bad rental car.
As far as the environment goes, I think if she bought that car, it would probably be a nice balance to the one that you're driving around
in. I get 20 miles to the gallon.
No, but that you're, you know, as I own one of those also, those cars that similar vehicles that you and I drive around are known as the big offenders.
Well, Mike, perhaps, I don't know if you feel as strongly as I do,
yes,
but maybe you've noticed the bumper sticker on my car, F the environment. I'm not going to be here in 50 years. Don't care.
You don't care. I know.
Don't care.
I know. That's the big SUVs that that's what they always talk about.
So anyways, I'm going to go look at the Honda. Oh, hold on. Here is Robe Spiewak. Hi, Robe.
I just thought this was worthy of a tip-in. As I said, now, it's real important you stay in your dad's office today because there's some grown-up stuff going on. And if you need to go somewhere, make sure your dad is with you when you go.
Where's dad?
And that's what he asked. He says, okay, but can you tell me where my dad is?
Oh, dear.
Oh, come on, Alan. He's alone in Alan's office sorting the mail.
Language. Jeez. There are children present.
Hold on. I know. I'm not going to use bad language.
But you know what?
You knew it was coming, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Very
the GD was like coming out
very
of my...
Very cool. He said, okay, I'll be glad to stay here.
Who's doing that?
The son. It was very cool.
Well, of course.
His son's running the station today.
Yeah. Alan.
Hey, Al, it's Don and Mike.
Acting son.
Hey, guys.
Hey, listen, real quick.
Go.
Love the fact that your son is here, but we have strippers today and a sexpert today.
All right.
Might be a good idea to keep Alex back in your part of the building.
That would be a great idea.
I mean, I don't want him walking by the window and seeing something that you know, maybe he hasn't seen already happening at home.
Okay, I appreciate the heads up.
No problem.
And are you in the building?
Yes, I am.
Are you near your son now?
I'm going to be in about 10 seconds.
Very good.
All right.
Okay, good. That's excellent.
And Alan, I know you don't normally reply to me, but just when you go somewhere, tell your son where you're going. When I told him that he should stay in your office, he said, can you tell me where my daddy is?
There you go.
All right, bye, Al.
All right, thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
All right. All right. So,
oh, Jesus
Christ. So anyway, la, 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 la. I say to her, listen, whatever you want to do, it's fine with me. And then stuff happened, conversations back and forth, and then finally it was a group decision that in the amount of time that it would take her to go and trade the car in and buy a new car, in that amount of time, if she just waited in line in the first place at the DMV, she could have had everything done.
So what did she eventually do?
She eventually went to a different DMV, which I'm not allowed to announce on the radio because my wife thinks it's like the secret DMV that nobody knows about. And she went there, and she was in and out within 35 minutes.
There you go.
La, va, 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 va. Although I don't think this whole car thing is done yet.
Yeah.
I think there will be another chapter to be written.
She probably wants the car now.
Which one?
The new one.
The Prius.
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows? Now, I got some guy going to bust my balls about this. Dave. Hello? Dave. Yeah.
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 Hi. I just want to know why it's not Don's responsibility to keep the car registered at DMV so his wife wouldn't have to do it.
Because my wife has nothing else to do.
It's the man's job to take care of the car.
It's the man's job to come to work and make the living, dickhead.
I agree.
Okay.
I guess you'll understand that someday when you have a little something called responsibility.
Oh, tell me, take care of the cars. It's my responsibility.
Really? How long have you been married?
This time will be 4 months.
This time, 4 months.
Congratulations.
4 months. Check in after 22 years and tell me if you're still doing that crap for your wife.
Okay. I'll do that at 22. I'll call you back in 21 and 8 months.
Okay. Until then.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Until then, F you. Bye-bye.
There we go.
See you later. So, Brian. Brian.
Hey, Brian, how you doing, buddy?
Good, man, good.
Here he is. All year we heard from Brian, the drunk Eagles fan.
Look, you even got your football ski cap on today.
So are you drunk now, Brian?
I didn't drink at all today.
Oh, wow. So you might be a little nervous now with the girls coming in and everything, huh?
So what happened with the job?
I got laid off, man.
You got laid off.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I don't care.
Was the layoff alcohol related?
No. Because they hired another shop guy since I couldn't drive.
I had two guys. So
the fact that you get your license taken away might have had something to do with it.
We have to break before the girls come in to put the show on.
Right.
But during the break, Mike, how would you feel if Brian, the drunk Eagles fan, went down, take a look at your car.
Absolutely.
And gave us an outsider's opinion.
Brian, do you know your way around, like, auto body? Do you know when you're looking at it? Do you know good work and bad work?
Yeah.
Brian, this is radio. Yes,
would that
be a yes?
Yes.
You want to come down and take a look at it?
Yeah, I'll take a look at it with you.
All right, great. You want to maybe, you know, if you really know your way, feel free, like, to bring some sandpaper down there and, you know,
and
work on it a little.
Brian, how old are you today?
24.
Wow. 24 today. Congratulations.
24 years young. You got your future ahead of you.
Yep.
Now, where's your girlfriend?
Doesn't really mean anything.
I don't have one.
Now, what about the girl that called us when you got in the accident?
Yeah. She was a friend. A kind of girlfriend, yeah, I guess. We broke up.
You broke up? Why? What happened there?
It just wasn't working.
Is it the booze?
No.
How was the sex?
Her cousin's in the other room. I don't want to say that.
Her cousin's in the other room?
Yeah.
A guy?
Yeah, a guy.
Oh, a guy, and you don't want to piss him
off? No, was she badly? Yeah.
All
right. Understood, Brian.
Wow.
Obviously, listen, I was talking about how this football thing has hit me. You know, man, the big void in my life now, no football. How about you, Brian, the drunk Eagles fan, for 20 weeks you call us every week, drunk, singing the Eagles song all the way through the playoffs. How did you react this weekend with no football?
Well, we partied too much this weekend, so I was kind of hurt all weekend.
Didn't slow him down.
Oh, okay.
So they had a party Saturday with strippers and all.
Oh, for you? For your birthday?
Yeah, and then Sunday, my mom had my family over for cake and all, so.
Oh, so you've had a great birthday weekend. Yeah. But you're bummed about football, right?
Yeah.
That's what you guys have in common. Sure you do.
Mike?
Yes, Don.
I just want to say something right now.
Yes.
I know it's weird.
Right.
But as I look at Brian,
mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm looking in a mirror.
That doesn't surprise me.
You take 20 years off?
Absolutely. Yeah. You're looking at a young Don right here.
I'm looking in a mirror.
Passionate football fan. You know, consumed by alcohol.
Mullet.
That's
mullet.
Hair is too long.
Yeah, now, Brian.
That's the look.
Now, do you think you have a mullet or do you just have long hair?
I just got long hair.
Yeah.
You just have long hair.
Yeah.
Last time you bathed?
This morning.
Good.
That's good. That's good. And you're looking forward to the strippers?
Yeah, they're hot.
All right, now we're going to have you go look at Mike's car. Then the girls from touchtoomuch.com are going to come in and they're going to have a sex show for you. We always like to ask, how far will you go with the girls? I mean, they're not going to have actual intercourse with you, but there's lots of...
That's good to know.
There's lots of stuff that they can do that comes very close to simulated intercourse. How far are you willing to go?
As far as possible.
As far as possible. So it's going to be a wild one. It's going to be a wild show.
Well, then, Brian, before we break, could we hear a rendition of the Eagles song?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Here we go. First time ever in studio.
Here's Brian, the drunk Eagles fan.
Fly, Eagles, fly. I forgot it.
That's because you're sober.
On the road to victory.
Mm-hmm.
Fly, Eagles, fly. Score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3.
Very good.
Hit them low, hit them high, and watch our Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles, fly. On the road to victory. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. I'll be good today, Grandma.
All right, very good.
All right.
Grandma listening today?
No, I don't know.
Proud day for her.
Mike, would you mind taking Brian down to your car?
Brian, would you like to go down and see the car now?
Yeah, I'll go.
Come on, let's go.
All right, when you come back, Brian, give us your honest estimate. Now, keep in mind, Mike met two guys on the street who said they would fix the dent in his car.
Mm-hmm.
I don't work on cars, though.
You don't work on... Okay, that's okay. Let's walk.
Neither do these guys.
All right, cool.
There they go.
Catch you later.
And while they're doing that, we'll break. We'll come back. We'll get Brian's assessment of the car.
Bye,
and the Two Girls Sex Show, when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's right. I'm coming to your corporate headquarters. My plane gets in at 2, and we'll settle this deodorant thing face-to-face like men. What's your last name again, Phil? All right. I'll see you in 5 hours, Mr. Lacio.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hold on. Just hold on a goddamn second.
Let's rock.
I want to rock, but I don't want to rock like that.
I want to rock and roll all night.
Hold on, let me try this one.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, that's more like it.
Mike is a disc jockey with a band.
Thank you.
Don is not.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Let's see.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddy. Hey, I'm on my way to the MCI Center for the WWE Monday Night Raw tonight.
Yeah.
I have a sign that's blank for you guys. What would you like me to put on it?
Very simple.
Now, remember, they take certain signs.
BM Eaters.
And you will see it on TV because I am on the floor.
Very good.
All right, my friend.
And you might want to write our names underneath it.
BM Eaters, Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it.
Got it.
Va.
Thank you, buddy. Bye.
Oh, and I didn't want to bust balls with Ron and Fez last week, because they're truly nice guys, and I like their show.
Yeah.
But last week, I guess it was Friday night, I was leaving.
Right.
They were in a big discussion about getting rid of catchphrases on their show, and they do this thing, you know, hey, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't know if anybody's ever bothered to play Ron and Fez a tape of our show from... Gee, I don't know, maybe 7, 8, 9 years ago.
Right.
You know, there are very few things that we can actually say we invented, but that whole body thing was a takeoff on disc jockey saying, hey, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
And it evolved into a whole, hey, buddy.
You used to do it when we'd take a call and be like, buddy.
But anyway, it's kind of Ron and Fez's thing now. They're working it out of the repertoire, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
More power to them. Wanted you to know where that started.
Ah.
It's one of the few things that we could say we actually did start.
Absolutely. I have an update for you. We went downstairs, looked at the car. And Brian had informed me he's never seen workmanship that night.
Brian, how would you discuss the parking lot repair job that was done to Mike's car?
That was very nice.
And Brian, do you have any experience at all in auto body work?
No.
Now, what did you think, though, about the fact that it's a big white car and it has what appears to be a gigantic gray zit?
That's primer.
Right on the back of it. Brian?
It was just primer. It just needs to be painted. It'll look brand new again.
Yeah. Look brand new again. Well,
see? What I tell you.
Brian, we got something special for you on your birthday. Yeah. And not only that, the bad lady's on the phone.
Uh-oh.
Let's say hello to, and let me say I'm kidding, of course, when I say she's a bad lay. Here is Alicia. Hi, Alicia.
Hello.
Hi, honey. Now, you're the girl that was nice enough to call us when Brian, the drunk Eagles fan, was in the car wreck, right?
I am.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're doing fine, and Brian is right here.
Happy birthday, Brian.
You got to talk into the microphone, Brian. She can't hear you.
Thank you.
And don't slouch, Brian. Sit up straight.
So, Alicia, you two not a couple anymore?
No, we're best friends.
Your best friend.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
that's nice. Any chance, Brian, of this thing getting rekindled?
Maybe down the road.
Maybe down the road.
Ah. Brian, do me a favor. Put your fingers in your ears and go la 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 la
la la la la la la.
Was he a bad lay?
No, he wasn't.
Oh,
wow.
See, she loves you, Brian.
I asked her if you were a bad lay, and she said
no.
No, you heard. No, she said no, you weren't. Yeah. Well, he said you were.
No. Wow.
No, no, he was kidding about that.
Well, I hope so, because that's not what he tells me.
Now, Brian, speak up here. I mean, really, we've got her on the phone. No, I mean, you got to take care of a little bit of yourself.
Everything was great between me and her. Everything was.
Yeah, good.
All right, goodbye.
There you have it.
Goodbye.
Bye. Oh, look at this. The ladies are coming in.
And hi, Don and Mike Show.
The girls.
Look at that.
Yeah. I just wanted to tell you that Ron and Fez were giving you credit when they were doing the Hey Buddy thing.
Well, then consider that topic closed.
Let's meet our ladies, shall we?
Thank you for the call, my friend.
Hi, girls.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we're here on Brian, the drunk Eagle fan's birthday, with Desiree and Daisy.
Oh, it smells perfumey in here.
From touchtoomuch.com, 800-235-2566. Now, which is Desiree and which is Daisy?
I'm Desiree. I'm Daisy.
Hi, girls.
And we now, have you ever been in our studio, either one of you?
No.
All right, have you met Brian? Have you had a chance to meet Brian?
Yeah. He's the Drunken Eagles guy, right?
He's the Drunken Eagles.
Drunken Eagles fan, right. Yeah,
absolutely.
You girls are very hot. Who is the celebrity each of you thinks you most resemble?
Oh, they're put on the spot here. They're looking at each other. All right.
Oh, and girls, no gum in the studio.
Yes, yeah.
Please swallow it or stick it on the wall. Or
there's the trash can. Right there. We don't allow gum.
Trash can.
No gum chewing.
They can swallow.
Okay, who do you think you most resemble?
Why don't you tell us?
Well, it's a challenge. It's a challenge. I'm looking at you're both very, very unique. It's very, they're very, very hot, and I'm trying to figure out who they look like.
I see you look like Jennifer Love Hewitt with a bigger nose. And that's, you know, I mean, because I just saw her last night on TV in Hawaii.
The other one, I think, looks like Shannon Elizabeth from American Pie.
Shannon Elizabeth from American Pie. And you have all this, like, chain connected to your navel ring there. What's that all about? What is that?
It's just
for sexiness. For sexiness.
And the boobage, real or fake?
Girls?
Real.
Real? Real? Wow.
Oh, my. Look at real that. Wow.
And real one not.
Wow. Okay, wow. Oh, and we get... Oh, bravo.
Oh, are those nice, perfect-looking boobs? Let's get... Do we have microphone number 5 operating today, Rob? Hold on, let me check that out.
Indeed we do, Dan.
There a little overmodulated. Hey, will you require any kind of musical accompaniment as this goes on here?
No, we
doesn't matter.
To our show, though.
What's that?
We just have some rules that we need to go over.
All right,
the rules. Yes, step right up to the microphone.
Right to the microphone, please.
And mention them. And remember, this is... we're on the radio here, so when you're explaining your rules, you know, like use an initial if it's a bad word or something like that. Okay, step right up to the microphone, right up there.
All
right.
You're only allowed to lick. There's no biting.
No. You're only allowed to lick, no biting.
No biting.
Okay. Right.
And no fingers here or here.
Okay.
No fingers in either of the, you know, the good places.
No fingers, yes. So no fingers. Right.
Right. Yeah.
Brian, you understand that?
Yes, sir.
But all right. Here's a question. What about... And don't delete me on this. Licking, if where milk comes out, that's okay.
That's encouraged.
Ah, well, okay, well,
is it encouraged? Of course. I didn't want to misspeak there. You know. All right. Very good.
All right. Hold on. Let me get some. I need some music.
Yeah, I like music too. And the girls seem to have a very nice relationship with one another.
They do.
That's
now,
terrific.
Rob, we're going to have to ask you to give us some play-by-play on this. You're the closest.
Great.
And see if you can get some stuff from Brian.
Yes, you've described him before, the asexual
rock. Buzz, come on over.
All right. I think Buzz, it works well for Buzz.
Over here.
Buzz would be better with a handheld mic describing what's going on.
I should say the girls are topless right now. They are not bottomless. We're going to wait and see what happens here.
And
they're
Buzz,
reaching into their bag of tricks.
Get in very close. And Buzz, remember we've got to work Mike 3. And Mike, if you can help
out. Okay, I'll help also. Right.
3 and 4, and let's go with the birthday party for Brian, the drunk Eagles fan.
And speak right into the microphone. Okay, go ahead.
I need you to get out of the chair.
Get off the chair.
On your knees.
On his knees.
Yeah.
Very good.
Get out of the chair.
Yes, the chair is gone.
He's on his
knees.
Daisy wants the chair gone.
All right,
Daisy has long auburn hair.
There, very good.
Yes.
All right, now she's whispering.
Hold on, they need the accoutrement.
They need their equipment.
Accoutrement.
The bag.
Their bag of tricks.
Very good.
Brian is now on his knees, and they're shaking up.
Oh, whipped cream.
Here comes the ready whip.
And Buzz, let's get this mic.
All right. We will.
Opening the ready whip.
A little wet ready whip going on here.
Okay.
Oh, yes. On the left and right. Yeah.
And Buzz, get right in there.
You have to get it all.
No hesitation.
Here come down more.
Let's get the sound.
Don, he's eating whipped cream like a wild dog.
He's no longer eating it, he's wearing it.
He's wearing it. Oh!
She smeared it all over his face.
Look,
without using her hands.
It's a whipped creamy mess.
On my nose.
How you doing?
It's on my nose.
You want to wipe that out of your eye there, Brian?
All right,
very good.
Come on now, Brian. That's not bad.
Now more toys. They're getting more toys out.
I know.
That's a good start.
All right.
Okay, out come the... tidy wipes.
Always,
yes.
You know, for any person in this line of work, always good to have plenty of those little wipies around there. We have the bottoms that have come off Daisy.
Total
nudity on Daisy now.
Yes. Mike 3
yes,
and Mike 4 both lifted up a little.
Okay.
Buzz,
wait,
all
right. What's happening here?
What's going on? Shove that microphone right up into their faces so we can.
Yeah, Mike 5 works best, Buzz.
Yes. Yeah. We're going to have to because of lack of space.
All right. So you're modifying your act a little bit.
Right.
All right, very good.
Okay, this is good. We normally call this, but I don't know if I can say this word.
Use an initial if you're.
M.
Yes.
Sunday.
Okay, the man Sunday?
No.
The what?
The muff Sunday.
Okay. I'm sorry. I wasn't sure where you were going.
Mind it, Mike, what's the M?
It's a muff Sunday.
They only lick.
Oh, I gotcha.
Right.
Egg McMuffin, you mean?
Wow.
Now, one girl has buzz. Sound. Get the sound there, bud.
Wow. Oh, there it is.
He's close to the microphone.
Muffy now has whipped cream.
Oh,
buzz,
my God.
Put the microphone right down there by what he's
where you
doing.
Don't normally put whipped cream.
Wow. How was your Sunday?
Daisy was doing a little wheelbarrow thing.
Good. Hey, Buzz, you got to go right in with the microphone to give us the sounds.
Okay.
What happened was the whipped cream was put down there, and then as soon as his face got down there, she went into this incredible gyration. It was as though she had electrical current running through her body.
Does anybody here have a dime or a penny?
Rob? Just look at us all go. I hear you.
There you go. Mike's got some change.
It's a dirty penny, though. Do you mind a dirty penny? All right, she's putting the penny on the end of his nose. All right, and now the bottoms are coming off.
There you go.
Nice push.
All right. We have
two beautiful naked girls here.
Oh, and she's retrieving the penny.
Sat down.
Did you get it?
Now the penny disappears.
What talent.
So he had the penny on his nose, and she got the penny using her pooter?
Yes.
Using no hands. Yes.
No hands
whatsoever.
She simply squatted down.
All right, and boy, Brian, how you doing so far?
I'm doing great, man.
Going great, man. Good job.
This is our lollipop game.
This is the lollipop game.
Got a way to say the lollipop game on the radio, so we're
that's okay.
Just
we'll do it and we'll do our best.
We'll describe
right.
it.
You know, we do two girl shows. We have sex with each other for bachelor parties, birthday parties, and we do going away parties. We do this. We play a lot of games. A lot of people can participate, but for right now, we're just going to work on him.
Okay, very good. Okay. This is a dum-dum lollipop. One of the small ones.
We call it the JoJo.
Put this in your mouth and hold tight.
Joe.
She's moistening the lollipop by putting it in her mouth.
Now she's put the stick of the lollipop in Brian's mouth, and now she's squatting down.
You're going to sit on? Oh, I see.
All right.
There we go.
You see?
And don't
ladies and gentlemen, the lollipop is about to disappear.
Right there.
Try to mic that.
Hold the lollipop firmly there, Brian.
Now, can Brian speak at all?
Brian, would you like to say anything?
This is great.
This is great. The lollipop has disappeared.
All right, so the lollipop.
Buzz,
get that sound.
Daisy has removed the lollipop.
Yeah.
By biting on the stick.
And now the lollipop is back.
Put it back in Brian's mouth.
May I ask? I know you girls are doing a show, but if we just turned off the music and everybody was very quiet with Buzz and his microphone, would you girls just make out for a second so we could hear that?
Yeah, let's listen.
Just hear the sounds of Desiree and Daisy making out.
Make nice Joe Millionaire slurping sounds.
Oh, I believe I see the strap on as well.
Oh, look at those toys.
Right. Okay, well, how about just a kiss, girls?
A little kiss?
Right now.
Somebody fill this up with water.
Need somebody to fill this up
with water? Does that have to be water?
Yeah.
Okay. Right there, Mike.
What do you think it's going to be?
Brian, Mike, for the water.
I'm kidding, of course.
Buzz?
Yes.
Here we go.
There you have it.
Yeah. Thanks, girls.
Get you up and out of our way. Get the hell out of
here. Oh, he's going to put the strap on his face.
Okay. Now she's
ice cold water. Is that okay?
Fine.
Isn't that? Look at that little joy.
Now, actually, the strap on is being worn by one of the gals.
Desiree.
By Desiree. And she's filling it up with some type of
A squeeze bulb that's been filled with water that's attached to the strap-on.
I've never seen this before.
Somebody's going to get wet.
Buzz, let's mic this sound. And I'll tell you now, she's performing oral on the toy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing.
Get on your knees.
Okay, now.
Oh, dear. And now she is.
Going in the bad place?
No, I don't know.
Where are we going? No.
The good place.
From that direction.
Buzz, can we hear this?
We couldn't be any closer without
being there.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, wasn't that interesting?
Now Daisy's turning over on the mat.
You know, sometimes I don't think there's any need for description.
No, keep going.
Buzz.
Yeah, stay like that.
Stay like that is fine.
Okay. Hey, it's your birthday. You ready?
Yep.
Ready?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, the water! That's the joke! The water, that's the gag!
Thank you.
She squirted the water.
Wow.
All over Brian.
What a, let's give them a round of applause.
Isn't that nice?
That's fantastic.
Man, that's cool!
Wow.
Wow.
Hey, you know what I got to show you? I'm sitting there in the hallway as we were walking down, and Dr. Natasha is in the lobby, and Brian asked Dr. Natasha if she's a real doctor. And he said, because I've got a bruise from the strippers that he was with the other night. Show Don, Brian, the bruise that you got from the strippers the other night.
Oh, my God. That looks like you were in a car accident. What did they do to you?
What the hell happened to you?
How did you do that?
What?
How did you do that? Look, he's bruised.
Oh, my God.
On both sides and by his ass.
Mm-hmm. How did they do that?
With a belt.
With a belt. Just spanking you? Hey, girls, girls, have you ever roughed up a guy like that? Oh, yes, they say. No problem. Part of the animal. Oh, now we have it like a little... Is this a shooter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good.
It's going to be a... You get on your knees.
Okay.
The word rhymes with shooter.
And it's right. Going to be in the...
Kind of sounds like motor scooter.
And Brian is going to drink the shooter from down there.
Okay, I'll give you instructions, okay?
All right.
Basically, what you do is work this in and out.
Mm-hmm.
When I say, pull it out and tilt your head back.
All right. Very good.
So now Brian's... With your butt cheek.
All right. Oh, don't bite it.
Don't bite it.
Yeah, what's he bite? God, I heard glass.
Work it a little better.
My God, don't break the glass.
A little better.
Okay, that's really boring.
More. Work it.
All right. You're afraid he's never going to get back with you like that.
Oh, my.
Okay, work it better. A little more. Mm-hmm. Okay, now pull it out and tilt back.
Voila!
And he
drinks the shooter. There it is.
The shooter.
Wow.
Word rhymes with shooter.
Wow.
It just doesn't get any better than this.
Happy birthday, Brian.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Happy birthday, Brian.
Thanks, man.
Want to mention that these girls are from TouchTooMuch.com.
Mm-hmm.
Desiree and Daisy, beautiful girls.
And boy, they know their business, don't they?
800-235-2566. Brian, how would you feel about being spanked?
I'll do it.
24 years old?
Yeah, girl.
I mean, you got all those bruises.
You're
on
still
anyway.
Bruised from the last time.
I'll offer up my belt.
She does all the spanking.
Okay, Daisy does all the spanking.
There you go. Daisy does the spanking.
Daisy is enthusiastically accepting the task.
Yeah,
those bruises are never going to heal.
Yeah.
All right, bend over.
All right, now let's get this out of this. Here
right,
we go.
24.
Oh, you'll hear this.
24. All right. One. Two,
oh,
three, four, five, six, seven, eight, oh, nine, ten, oh, 11, 12, 13,
oh, damn.
14, 15, 16,
you like that?
17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24.
Wow.
Hey, you know, here's the deal. She went up on the back, too. She went up on that painful part of the back. You've obviously done that before, haven't you, Daisy?
I have done that before.
I was like, a scene out of Ben-Hur.
Oh, my God.
Right, Gladiator.
No hesitation whatsoever. How are you feeling, Brian?
Brian? Oh, and hold on. Is there more girls?
Yeah, this is his last toy.
This is the last toy.
I don't know if I can say this.
Okay, yes. It's a strap-on, like, attached to the face. Right?
Yeah.
Buzz, you've had one of those on your face before, right?
All right, so what they're going to do is strap the dildo on to the guy's, onto Brian's head.
There you go. Absolutely.
There you go. So he actually has a D coming out of his chin.
Yes, that's what we're trying to say. Okay, lay down.
All right, with cream on the floor. Brian has been summarily abused during this segment.
Now Brian is laying on the floor with the...
Back a little bit. Now how's she going to get on that?
How is Brian as far as the subject? Is he a nice, willing participant?
Yes.
Very cooperative girls? No.
I'm by your side.
Yeah, Daisy says they don't give him any choice.
All right, now, Buzz, let's mic this.
Can you see?
Uh-huh.
Would you like to say anything, Brian?
I just want to thank you guys. This is great.
Brian has the mask on where he has the D coming out of his chin.
What a birthday.
And the girl's sitting on top of him now.
Oh, and spinning around, Doc.
Now turning around.
Spinning
really?
Around.
Hey!
Oh, wow, look at that.
Wow, now that's a nice trick.
Look at that.
Yeah, let's just stop and hear some of the sounds, Mike.
Wow.
Thank you.
Oh, that was... That was a show, girls.
What a show.
Maybe we didn't have time for this one.
Oh.
There's always time.
They have a big... Double-headed dildo.
Oh, yes, the one of the traditional acts in this kind of entertainment. Do we have time, Don?
Yeah,
time for a double-header?
Of course we do.
All right.
All right, girls.
Fantastic.
Here we go. Buzz, let's get this mic this up.
You'll have it right now. They're unzipping their bag. The bag of treats. Right now.
I was putting some kind of lotion on the...
I believe some sort of lubricant.
Yes.
On the thing.
A water-soluble lubricant.
It's always important to bring plenty of lubrication.
Get over here.
Smells melony.
All right. Very good.
Pina colada.
Ah.
And
now they are sitting facing one another.
This is always a good show when you get two girls doing this. Sharing the toy.
Here we go.
She hogs it all.
She hogs it all.
Oh. I can see that.
All right, now let's just listen.
Okay. Ooh.
Sounds like we had a VF there.
You're right about that.
Where the hell do you put the
microphone? We had a PIA.
Buzz, you're doing a good job with that microphone.
Oh, dear.
All right.
I can't think of it. That's
kind of
not good. It's not going to be a sound check.
All right. Right. I think we can tell them.
Oh, now they're turning around again. Amazing flexibility.
Wow.
Here. Now they're facing in opposite directions with their bottoms against each other.
Right. And one's getting spanked here. Daisy's getting... Oh.
Buzz, is that going in the good or bad?
It's the good, Don. Don't worry.
Good. Okay.
Oh, that now that's... that. I haven't... Wow.
That's a good trick.
That's a trick we've never seen before.
Oh, look at this.
These girls are like Chinese acrobats.
Watch out. They seem to enjoy this part more than any other. Oh, no. Standing up.
Oh, lost it.
Lost it. Recovery mission. Look at Buzz with the microphone. There you go.
Yeah, now that.
Oh, wow.
That is.
Bravo.
I want to book you girls on Star Search.
That is just incredible. You won't see that on any reality television, ladies and gentlemen.
You sure won't.
That was great.
Girls, great show. Really great show.
Mm-hmm.
Really beautiful girls. TouchTooMuch.com.
Amazing flexibility.
I'd recommend these girls for your next bachelor party, Desiree and Daisy.
And girls, the last part of the show, that's probably your favorite, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, yeah, no doubt. It looked like you were enjoying that the most.
And let's find out from Brian, Buzz, how Brian liked everything.
I thought everything was fantastic. It was wonderful. Girls are great.
How does this compare to the strippers you had Saturday?
Buzz, you might want to...
100 times better.
Larry Bud Melman, when you ask you a question, you might want to use the...
your five-voice carried.
No, it didn't. Okay. How does this compare to the party you had on Saturday?
It's 100 times better. 100 times better. I'm sober.
And you don't have those bruises to worry about.
He will.
All right.
He will. Well, you girls are great.
Fantastic job.
Next time there's a birthday or something, a ratings party, we got to get these girls back. Somebody's got to tell Charlie to get these girls back.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Charlie.
Wow.
All right. That's the dreidel yo-yo that was still in here from the Hanukkah show.
Something seems wrong to have a dreidel song going off in the middle of all this.
Right. Daisy wants to know if they can say hi to someone.
Go ahead, Daisy. Go ahead.
Sure. Okay, we have to say hi to Jody, because she's our boss, and she'd be really mad if we didn't say her name on the radio.
Hi, Vicky.
And hi, everybody at Green Tree Mortgage.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, I bet they're proud today.
There you go.
You got to pay the rent.
But they're happy about that.
All the people at Green Tree Mortgage. Who's your favorite person at Green Tree Mortgage?
I don't think she's falling for it.
Joey!
Joey at Green Tree Mortgage. After every closing, Joey gets the treat.
No, I'm not going to go with Judy. I'm going to see Alan.
Alan.
Hi, Alan.
All right, Alan.
Hi, Buddha.
Very good.
I like my guy's bald.
She likes a guy's bald.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
All right.
Well, that's interesting.
I bet guys like you bald.
Well, she is.
I know. You know what I mean. All right, thank you, girls. Get out of here.
Thank you, ladies.
Touch
great job.
Daisy and Desiree.
There they go. Buzz, nice work on the microphone.
Certainly.
Appreciate it.
Brian, have a seat. And now it's time for the follow-up here. Brian, get on microphone number 4 there. That's the one right in front of you. Pull it right down to your face. And, Brian, how would you describe that experience?
It was great. I don't really know how to...
That's fantastic. You are a wordsmith.
But it was good.
Oh, yeah, very, 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 very good.
Those girls did tricks that even we've never seen girls do.
Pretty safe to say the best thing that ever happened to Philadelphia was Dynamite. Is that right in your mind, Brian?
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. We're glad to. We're glad we're up there.
Kind of be nice if you would say that, Brian.
Dynamite Rock.
Dynamite Rock.
There you go. Close enough. Brian, happy birthday.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Talk to you around football season if we don't first.
Good man.
All right, get out of here.
Don't worry about the yo-yo. We'll get it. All right.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you, man. Thank you.
All right, Brian. Nice seeing you, man.
Well done.
Get out of here.
Next time you come in here, like, drink a six-pack before you get here. All right.
Say hi to the bad lay for us.
Right. Bye-bye.
So at the hall, the girls are reviewing their performance. They're very concerned about that whole air incident. You know, the air pressure.
What? You can tell them that it was fantastic.
That made good radio.
Well, we want to tell Brian to have a mildly cross-eyed happy birthday. Brian is just... mildly cross-eyed.
And I think that perhaps, like many people, to come out of his shell, Brian needs 8 or 10 cocktails.
Mm-hmm. He could be a Dixie dude.
Mm-hmm.
But wow, those girls were not skanks.
Yeah, I believe that might be the first VF that we've ever had on the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don, I should say PF.
Yeah.
First one we have.
PF or VF?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. First one I think we
ever had on the show, right?
Yeah. It's the first. Day of first on the show.
Maybe at a least, broadcast first.
At least there was no VBF.
Yes, right. Yes. That would have been, color me out of this studio if that happened.
Or it could have been a CF.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
A.
Yeah, well, I suppose.
Could have been.
Yeah.
But I think generally we're okay with VF or PF.
Absolutely. There he goes.
Bye, Brian.
Bye-bye.
Va-va-va, Brian. There he goes. And touchtoomuch.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's the website. Boy, some good sounds happening there.
Amazing.
Hey, Dynamite.
I heard the whoosh. Hey, the other night I was in the strip club, and I had just walked in, and this girl was swinging around the pole, and apparently some DA leaned over the stage too far, and she kicked him right in the forehead, and cut his head so bad that when he got up, there was blood all over the floor, and they actually had to go take him to an urgent care and stitch him up.
Wow.
It was so funny. He was walking around stuttering, looked like he got his ass kicked.
All right, blah, 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 blah. Thank you. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I'm Don.
Hey, hold on. Charlie, the sex doctor's here?
Yes, she is.
All right, we'll bring her in next. Hi.
Hey, this is Chris, the lifeguard, but I got a new job.
What's your new job, Chris?
PacWest Foods. I deliver meat to houses and stuff.
Hey, congratulations.
Now, Chris, I don't remember which of our many callers you are.
Depressed guy from Seattle a couple of weeks ago, remember?
Yeah, hey, Buzz, how are you, buddy?
All right, Chris, you sound like you're doing better.
You know what,
moving on up the food chain.
Yeah. Chris?
Yeah.
Hold on. You got to have your own segment tomorrow. Yeah. Give your number to Joe.
Okay.
I want to have you on tomorrow for your own segment.
Call us back. You sound great.
Yeah, hold on. We'll call you. Hold on a second. Hold on. Let me call back to... hold on.
At his desk. Joe didn't pay the bill at his desk.
Hey, Bob.
Hey there, Joe.
What's up?
Joe.
Chris in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
He's on line 4.
Okay.
All right. Why don't you set him up for the third break tomorrow?
Okay.
We'll devote the entire break to him.
Beautiful.
To his story as he's gone from a suicidal lifeguard to working in the meat industry.
Yeah, he still might be suicidal in the meat industry, though.
I'll send Chris. I will.
All right.
Fathers expect more from a kid named Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Tune out.
Hey, pretty good show today. I mean, pretty good sex show, huh?
Yeah, I took a peek.
I took a peek.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
I got a question for Don and Mike. A friend of mine's in the Army.
You're talking to us.
Oh, hey.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, some people call the PF or BF a queef.
Yes, we've heard that before. We like using our own terms.
Absolutely.
Okay.
A nice VF. Thank you,
though. You guys are on until 7 in Baltimore now. We
right
appreciate
on.
It.
Thank you, my friend. Hey, Donna Mike. Hello.
Yeah, I don't want to hear Chris. He sucks.
Well, too bad. I like him. He's going to be on tomorrow.
Yeah.
So don't listen tomorrow from about 4 till 5.
All right, you got it.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, that's subtle.
See, that's the way it ought to happen all the time.
Yeah. There you go. You don't like it?
Yeah. Tune out until you hear you want to come back.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
At WRC, Joel A. Spivak speaking. Alex Trebek is our guest, the host of Jeopardy and a couple of other
classic concentration on NBC.
I'm sorry, I've never seen that one, Alex. But you're in my house every night with Jeopardy.
Good.
Michael's in his car. Michael, you're on WRC with Alex Trebek.
Hi, good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Michael.
I'm going to have to forgive you if my car phone breaks up here. I'm driving along 270, but I want to tell you I'm a big fan of the show.
Good.
And I want to say congratulations to you and your wife.
Thank you.
On the little one. And I want to tell you also, I really enjoyed the interview with Don and Mike this morning. Great. Fabulous.
Mm-hmm. And that's why you're calling. Michael.
Hello.
Goodbye. Charles in Arlington, you're on WRC.
Hi, Joel. I wanted to ask Alex, I love the show. And I've been waiting a while. I wanted to ask Alex, how much does it cost to produce one episode of Jeopardy?
All right, good question. Hang up and listen. How much does it cost to put one of those things on the air?
I'm not sure.
Fred and Alexandria, you're on WRC with Alex.
Hello?
Go ahead, Fred.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, Fred. Fred is having a little problem there, which I hope he'll straighten out.
The Morning Zoo. So keep watching Jeopardy 24 hours a day and call this number. Yeah, dumb son of a bitch. You don't watch it 24 hours a day.
Hi, I'm Alex Trebek. And
son of a bitch.
Huh? Wait a minute. Run that by me again. I don't understand it. I didn't pause. All right, let's start cutting. There's a daily cash prize of $1,000 and dollars. Ah. Oh. Son of a bitch. Somebody gonna tell me why? Here's a little hint. Pick up. Take one.
$25,000.
It's all on the same tape. How are they going to lose it? $25,000. $50,000. $25,000. $50,000. $100,000. Dollars. 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 Well, I'm not quite ready, so I'm going to do it now. Dollars. It's for you. No Call now and play. Phone Jeopardy. You. 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 And them, too.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, everyone. This is Alex Trebek. Listening to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara is really putting yourself in jeopardy. So I never do it.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hey, Alex.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Right. The innovators of the genital sneeze. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We had one of those moments ago.
Yeah.
Now, before Dr. Natasha Terry is wielded here, one of our favorite sexperts, I should tell you, the girls that just came in, Daisy and Desiree from TouchTooMuch.com.
Right.
While we were on the air towards the end of the segment, Desiree's mother called.
Oh, dear.
That certainly doesn't happen very often where we have one of our dancers' moms call.
Now, I don't know if the girls are still here or not.
I don't know either.
But I'm going to call the mom now.
Find out what she wanted?
Yeah.
Her mom.
Was she upset?
I probably wouldn't have been given the number if she was calling to say she was proud.
Ah. We'll find out.
I'll take that out, Robbie. We get a ring.
We're going to call Desiree's mom right now.
Sorry.
Your call cannot be...
Hold on.
See what the deal is.
People have to earn a living.
Well, sometimes, you know, I mean... To the best of my knowledge, Buzz, they don't use real names anyway.
That's true.
But, I mean, who knows?
Exactly.
I mean, a little trouble getting through.
I'm just going to click there.
Click. Click, click, click.
Go ahead, Charlie. Did I write it down? Oh, I wrote down. No, I did write down the right number.
Charlie Broyhill now dialing the number to see if we can get Desiree's mom on and find out what her deal is, what she wants. Obviously,
click, click.
Obviously listening to the show.
Did I have any luck either? Oh, you got it? Oh, sorry.
No. He completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again. L-A-R-L.
Laurel. Hey, I used to have a friend, Lars, that I called Laurel for short. Charlie, can you just give us the update, though? Obviously, the phone number is not good, but what was the substance of the call?
I didn't get a lot out of her either, other than her mother called and was adamant in trying to get in touch with the Don and Mike show. She called Touch Too Much Entertainment thinking she could be patched through to the show.
Okay.
And I can call Desiree to get a number.
Okay. All right, please do.
Try that.
Yeah, Mommy, if you're mad, call us. We didn't make your daughter do that.
No, sirree, sir.
No.
It's something you did, Mom, long ago. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, this is Anthony.
Yes, Anthony. Hello.
Yeah, how's it going? I got a little information about Desiree and her mom.
Okay.
Yeah, well, her mom's, that woman's got a freaking problem.
Okay.
She had a bone to pick with me because she thinks that the reason that her daughter started stripping was because I stopped going out there.
Because you please.
Well, I tell you, you know, after losing a catch like you, what woman wouldn't pursue any line of work?
Well, your wife definitely would.
There you go. You sound like an angry man.
Bye, Dick. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, this is Desiree's daddy, and I think she did a fine job.
Thank you, Desiree's daddy. Well, Robbie, we have the porn music ready.
Yes, number two.
Right, here we go, because joining us now... We very rarely have sexperts back on the show.
But this is probably, wouldn't you agree, this is probably our favorite sexpert that we've ever had on the show?
Yeah, because really, out of all the sexperts we've had, she's the only one that we really would like to have sex with.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, if you're going to be a sexpert, that's a good thing to have.
I mean, we've had them all. We've had Laura Korn, who's the girl that blew up and put the snot rag in her...
Nora Hayden.
She blew her nose.
And that was the day she blew it for us. I mean, she was an older woman anyway, but the day she had the cold and she blew her nose and shoved the Kleenex into her bra is the day... I mean, she just lost it for all of us.
But generally, have these women on, they come on and talk about the positions and all the stuff that they want to do, and, you know, you wouldn't F them with another guy's D.
And then all of a sudden, a while back, Dr. Natasha comes in here and... We go, wow.
Yeah. Dr. Natasha Terry, and here she is right now. Hey, Doc.
Hey, guys. Thank you. What an intro.
Sure.
Well, you are hot.
Well, thank you very, very much.
You are hot now. What kind of a doctor are you?
Okay, I have what's called a Doctor of Education in Human Sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
I also am what's called a clinical sexologist / sex therapist.
Right.
So I know a lot about sex.
What is the reason that a wonderful girl like Desiree would go into stripping? Would it have anything to do with her mom?
I would say first it's the money.
Mm-hmm.
I would say first and foremost it's the money. And it's kind of an easy way to make money if you feel comfortable taking off your clothes.
Right. Don't you think maybe in some ways there's repressed anger at her mom?
Well, you mean sort of a kind of a rebellion?
Getting back at her overbearing, overprotective.
You look so cute in those little sneakers, man. I'm sorry. I just got to share that with you. I'm trying to focus and everything. I'm trying to do this interview, but I mean, she's got these little sneakers happening.
And if I could just tell you something.
Jesus Christ.
Natasha, since the last time you were with us, this man to your left?
Yeah.
Free agent. Available.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Available. Yeah. He's out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's out there.
And I would be lying.
He's at the batting cages.
So
let me just say this, because this is going to embarrass me, but I've certainly been embarrassed enough on the program today. But I will tell you that as the thought of being back out there, you know, descended upon me, I did log on to Dr. Natasha's website. So that perhaps that, you know, when the time came, I would be able to get some pointers, you know, about how to do certain things.
Mike, it's like riding a bike.
I've always prided myself that I know my way in the boudoir. But that website is fascinating because it really is clinical. I'm not, and I am not blowing smoke here. I'm telling you, I've logged on that website, and there's interesting information there. Yeah. You know,
and topless pictures.
It's just all sex stuff.
Well, it's like reading 20 sex books and watching 20 sex education erotica videos.
Absolutely.
Because what you do is there's all these little clips at the site. So if you want to learn how to last longer or how to have a male multiple orgasm or how to have an orgasm during sex.
I read them all.
You just click on a little clip and you see it demonstrated by, I was in Playboy when I was 30, so I used a lot of girls that I knew.
Right.
In Playboy. So some really hot... super hotties, a lot of eye candy at the site. Because I thought, if I'm going to show you how to be a better lover, you're going to be more open to learning if it's demonstrated by a super hottie.
I mean, I know where the G-spot is now.
And we actually...
Based on her website.
Did you see the little part where we took a special camera?
Yes.
And Sandra Margot, it's the camera about the size of a pencil.
Yes.
Glided it right to that spot, showed the G-spot from arousal to climax.
Yes!
Oh, sorry. So hot.
When is the last time that you yourself had great sex?
3 days ago.
3 days ago. Why so long? Why the drought?
Because I've been traveling, and I travel a lot, and I'm married, and usually when I'm at home, I have sex pretty much every single day, or if we're real busy, every other day. Mm-hmm. But we don't ever let a couple days go by.
Mike, listen, don't let what she said discourage you. Remember, she's married. She's not dead.
Hey, I'm sorry. You know, that's my... Don?
Yeah.
That's where I draw the line.
But Mike, what...
You know that.
What if it's a loveless marriage?
Then we can talk.
You know, one of the biggest issues in married, well, not even just like in married relationships or in just regular relationships, is where did the passion go? Mm-hmm. And people, I noticed that as years go by, people are starting to complain that sooner and sooner that, you know, their relationships are lacking the luster and the passion, and they used to do it all the time, and now they do it once a week, sometimes once a month. And let's face it, if the sex goes, the relationship is soon to follow. And it is possible, though, to have that passionate, great sex that you had in the beginning. But you have to keep it hot, and the way you keep it hot and spicy is by learning new things.
Mm-hmm.
So my site is really also all about all these different tricks and hot spots that you can discover and find. For instance, I would say that most guys do not know, and don't kill the messenger, most guys really don't know how to satisfy a woman, okay?
Listen, I would say, and I always take this point when we have these arguments, most guys, big deal. Big deal, because for us, every time it's a home run.
Right, you're easy.
That's right.
Right, every time you make love, you have the big O and a release, all right?
That's right.
Well, only 20% of women, when they make love, have a big O, and,
That sucks. Talk to God about that.
Or me. Actually, recently, somebody very, very, very famous paid me $8,000 to teach their wife how to have the big O, orgasm.
Was it Stephen Baldwin?
No. Because they were so tired of her complaining, and
was
they couldn't...
Was that Daniel Baldwin?
Daniel Baldwin.
No, it wasn't any of the Baldwin brothers. Mm. But I did it in 45 minutes. I taught a 30-year-old woman who'd never had the big O before.
Right.
And
was it Leah Remini?
I can't talk about it because I was paid too much money.
Do you do that private counseling stuff?
Yes.
You do that? Do you ever have a situation where a couple comes to you for counseling and you get the sense that the guy that you're in there counseling is just got the steaming undies for you and he's not really focusing on it?
That has happened before, and when that happens, I have to refer them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because that would just create another issue on top of the other.
Listen, honey, would you step out of the room, please? I'd like to talk to the good doctor for just a second.
And I'm going
to
say the celebrity that I think you most resemble now that I've seen her on TV a lot is that chick from Alias.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Garner.
Major compliment.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're nice. You're hot.
Thank you very much.
Cute.
Yeah.
You know, as Joe Millionaire would say,
Rocket body.
Rocket body on her.
She got a rocket body.
Now, he seems like someone who'd be really bad in the sack.
You think so?
Yeah, he does. Right. He really does.
Now, clinically, mm-hmm. give us your opinion why you make that statement. I'd be interesting to hear why.
I can pretty much tell, too.
Okay.
It's sort of a self-confidence thing, but it's not a fake self-confidence. It's a comfortable, not cocky self-confidence.
Right.
And he just seems just kind of dumb and ignorant. Yeah. And like, instead, he'd probably be like, he'd pretend like he would know more than he would know.
Right.
And just the way he acts and carries
himself.
And
when it came right down to it, he just climb up on top of somebody and it would be over in 5 seconds.
Right. It would probably sound like this.
All right,
that's so wrong.
Then don't spare our feelings. And certainly not everybody in this room, not all four of us guys, have to be fantastic in bed.
Mm-hmm.
But based on looking at us, speaking to us, and I'll start with myself.
Hold on, let me just suck my gut in for a second.
Oh, no.
What is your first impression? And if you say... If you say me, Mike, Buzz, and Rob, that we're all probably great in bed, then I'm going to know you're lying.
Okay.
So be honest.
Okay. Who do I start with?
Start with me. Don.
Okay. Well, you have a lot of self-confidence. So I'd say if I was to rate you from a 1 to 10, 10 being an amazing lover, I'd say you're an 8. I've never met anybody who is over an 8, I will tell you that.
What about Mike?
Okay. I would say Mike...
Thank you for the laugh. I gave her a look.
Incidentally,
I want to explain that the reason she laughed is because I did that eyebrow thing. That's what I did. All right, go ahead.
Okay, don't get mad at me.
All right, I won't get mad at you.
Just because what you've been through.
Right.
And you know,
lay it on me, Doc.
You're probably more like about a 6.5 right now because you've been through some stuff, and so that's probably lowered your self-confidence. But a couple days on my site, you'll be shooting up there, and you'll pass your partner.
In the next room? Well, hold on.
Yeah?
How can he pass me if I'm an 8? You haven't seen anything pass
because
me.
Because you know why? Because I can tell he's more open to learning than you are. I can just tell. He's more open to absorbing.
Hey, listen, you know what? Now, no, wait a minute. You got an 8, and I see the cobra eyes. I don't like the cobra eyes because you got an 8, and I got a 6.5, and I dealt with that, and you were just like, right. getting ready to say something really mean
he
that
was.
You didn't tell.
You like the ass.
You know what? But I've never done that. I'm just not. I'm open
but
to.
Have.
I'm. Yes, I have done that. Yes,
well,
I have.
We, at the site, because my site, by the way, is loveteacher.com.
Loveteacher.com.
We show you how to get any girl, not only in the mood and how you can create desire,
right.
but also how you tackle and challenge those situations that you want
to
do.
Doctor, I have to tell you something, and I like calling you doctor.
Uh-huh.
I must tell you that I am open to many things.
Yes.
Three more guys she has to look at.
Mm-hmm.
First, take a look at the cubicle Buzz.
Okay. He's a hard one to tell, okay? Is he married?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I would say about a 7. He seems more private with his sex life, but it's probably pretty good.
Okay. Hold on just hold one on. Goddamn
Mike,
minute here.
Mike,
all right.
Hold on.
You've given Buzz a 7 and me a 6.5.
Standing behind me.
All right, I can deal with it.
Okay.
Robbie,
but you have the possibility of being better than all of them.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, Robbie, Robbie Spiewak.
Hi. Sorry, man.
Go ahead. What's the number?
Okay. Don't get mad.
Why would I do that?
Okay. I would say about a 5.8.
Okay.
Then let's bring in Charlie and Joe.
Yes.
But the great thing when it comes to sex, it's like you can teach any bad lover to be an incredible lover.
What would be, in the number scale, when does a lover become, quote, bad?
A horrible?
Yeah.
I would say 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Okay. All right.
Let's bring in...
Horrible.
Let's bring in Joe and Charlie. How about first our man, Joe?
Dr. Natasha is also a brilliant diplomat.
Joe's the guy who wears a shirt that says Joe.
Really, you should send her over to Iraq. She solved the whole thing.
You don't have to worry about pissing anybody off, myself included. If you said I'm a 2, I'd go,
I agree. You can, explain it any way you want. It's fine. Nobody's going to get mad. Nobody's going to be fine.
Hey, Joe.
Take your time, Joe.
Here we go.
How about this? Step up to the mic. This is my man, Joe.
Joe.
World's oldest phone screener.
Hello.
Okay, well, can I ask him a couple questions first?
Sure.
Do you have a girlfriend or a wife?
Yes, I have a girlfriend.
Okay.
Hey, watch out for that wife word.
Okay, so you have a girlfriend for how long?
7 months.
7 months?
Joe.
Okay, I'd say somewhere around a 4.5. Sorry!
Wow.
Joe's
the guy who wears the shirt that says, Joe on it. Joe.
Room to grow.
Joe, that's not nice.
Finally, let's bring in
Well, he got nervous when he came in here, so that showed me that maybe, you know, nervous, maybe nervous there, nervous in this pit, nervous in the bed.
Let's bring in man boy Charlie Broyhill.
Here he comes.
This could be interesting.
Now, Natasha, I don't know if you've ever seen, have you seen the movie About a Boy with Hugh Grant?
Yes.
Okay, have you read the book?
No, but I've seen the movie.
Okay. That movie is him.
I've never seen the movie.
But I'm telling you.
Is it?
But,
you also said Quest for Fire was me.
but that was a joke. My wife, 22 years, same woman, banger all the time.
Uh-huh.
She never has an orgasm. And I'm fine with that.
No! That's wrong. True, so I was true. Wrong on you.
Very true.
Well, would you like to reevaluate?
Yes, I would like to reevaluate.
Get on the problem.
I'm sorry, you went to one. She's not having an orgasm?
I win.
Fuck!
Oh, no, Buzz wins. Buzz got a 7.
I am an 8, but more on that later.
No, you're not lying.
This man right here, Charles.
Would you like to ask him some questions?
Yeah, okay. Are you in a relationship?
Yes, I am.
For how long?
About 16 months.
16 months? Okay, here, I'll get real personal. How long do you last? I'm just curious.
It depends.
What average? 1 minute, 2 minutes? 10 minutes?
No, between, I guess, 10 and 15.
Oh, that's
whoa!
Good. That's pretty good.
What?
They say the average man only lasts 7 minutes. Okay, I would say you're a little hard to tell, but I'd say around 4. Sorry.
That doesn't hurt me.
You like that.
They love it.
Hey, we do. We do.
All right, thank you.
No, but seriously, if a woman is not having an orgasm, sorry, she's not having as much fun as you're having, she'll still start to lose desire, she won't want to have sex with you anymore,
she'll
use excuses.
You're wrong. I bang my wife all the time.
But I bet you bring home a pretty nice pick.
I bring home a pretty nice what?
Paycheck.
She's been with me since before I had money.
Okay.
And part of the thing with my wife is, and I've discussed this before.
Well, she doesn't complain about not having an orgasm?
She's like a crock pot. It takes a long time. And she has to really be psychologically ready to go through the time that it's going to take for that to happen. For instance, let's say that I want to eat at the Y.
Uh-huh.
I get the hair pull all the time. I get the, hey, come on. You know, nice job, nice effort, but come on up here. Because either she hasn't taken a bath, and she wants to make sure she's
uncomfortable.
Or she has, you know, it's going to take too long, or she's got an ingrown hair, or
okay, but what if I told you that there's three spots inside a woman that if you went from one after the other in a series, if you stimulate it, it's called the UFO technique, which stands for the ultimate female orgasm. And if you stimulated the G-spot, just like I showed you.
Is this
Jeff,
new, or is this... Is
yeah, this is new.
Yeah, okay.
And then you went to the cul-de-sac, which is at the bottom of the cervix, so you really have to know what you're doing. And then you went to the AFE zone, which is opposite the G-spot, and you stimulated these areas with the tip of your unit during sexual intercourse, you'd give any woman an orgasm in within 5 minutes.
Is this on the website?
You have to know how to do it. Yes, it is super hot.
What?
That part's graphic.
Okay, all right. That's brand new.
Actually, it's all graphic, so you have to be over the age of 18.
Okay. All right, hold on. We got a break.
Up, down, all around.
A trio. It's
okay,
trio
all right,
thing.
All right.
When we come back, we'll take calls. and I see we already have, there's no way I believe this is Dick. We always get guys like this. Oh, it can last an hour. Hey, Sean.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, Superman. So you can last an hour?
Yeah, actually, I wanted to ask her about that because is that normal?
No, I've never met a man who could last an hour of solid intercourse without breaks.
Really?
Uh-huh. No, I mean, seriously. Do you take a break? Can you not have your release? What's going on?
What if your hand... You mean in an hour your hand doesn't fall asleep?
No, I don't know what it is. Like, I mean, I'll be in bed with my girlfriend, and I don't know. I mean, she'll end up having, like, 3 orgasms in between the time that I had my first orgasm.
So she says.
And I think there's something wrong with me.
Okay, well, so are you unhappy about that? Would you rather have your orgasm sooner?
That's a
great trick for him, okay? Do I have time?
No, when we come back.
Well, it's called the MMO. It stands for Male Multiple Orgasm. It will change your life.
Are you cross-eyed?
Wow.
What's that?
Are you cross-eyed?
I have a cross-eyed. Are you?
No, but that's just a running... That's like...
Rob thinks everybody's cross-eyed, and he thought that Brian, the Eagles fan, was cross-eyed.
That's like the new Rorschach test on this show. The Dixie Chicks or cross-eyed.
One of them.
Therefore, anybody
maybe
who, has,
two.
Who has any kind of problem is cross-eyed.
Cross-eyed.
Maybe they're that for hours.
Rob
too.
Has found a new group of people to hate.
The cross-eyed. All right. Our phone number, you should know it by now, but I'll tell you anyway. 877-365-3636. And we'll take sex calls.
Very good.
For Dr. Natasha when we come back. And your website is?
Loveteacher.com. Loveteacher.com.
Loveteacher.com.
I've got it bookmarked.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, which side of the bed do you want?
You're sleeping on the sofa, Mr. Powers. In fact, I'd like to take this opportunity to remind you that the only reason we're sharing a room is to keep up the context that we're a married couple on vacation.
Right. Shall we shag now or shall we shag later? How do you like to do it? Do you like to wash up first? You know, top and tails, whore's bath. Personally, before I'm on the job, I like to give my undercarriage a bit of a how's your father. I'm just joking, Vanessa. I'm just trying to get a rise out of you. That's all for giggles.
The Don and Mike Show. No humps allowed. The Don and Mike Show.
I'll get to your calls in a second, I promise.
You making a ba-ba-ba call?
Yeah. Ba-ba-ba. Ba-ba-ba.
That's my wife.
Ba-ba-ba. Come on, honey. Come on.
Hello.
La la la.
Hello, my boo boo boo.
La la la. Hi, honey. Well, here we are.
You know, have you said any story to back up that va 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 thing?
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm just curious if that's all you've done.
Nothing I've heard.
Okay.
Okay, va va va.
Because that's not me, that's you. But that's all right.
What do you mean with the va va va?
That's you. I mean, if you're making to be one of us is like the Gabor sisters, that's you, not me.
Okay. Well, let's discuss this another time.
All right.
Now, I'm going to go right to everybody's calls, except. So we got Natasha Terry here.
Mm-hmm.
She's a sexpert. She's going around the room. You know, it's kind of funny. She's rating everybody as to our sensuality. I'm proud to tell you
sexual
that
prowess, Don.
I originally got a relatively high number, and then I mentioned that you don't orgasm a lot, and she cut me right down. And then she says, then she says that you must be with me for my paycheck.
No, that's not my exact word.
No, that's what. Do I have to play the tape back?
I was just sort of kidding. Orgasm is important for a woman.
And I mentioned that, you know, 22 years she's been married to me. What'd she say?
Sort of kidding.
22 years through car repossessions, through bankruptcy, through being thrown out of apartments.
Right.
It ain't the money. It's only been the money like the last 5 years.
That's right. Unless I was psychic, I knew it was coming.
So explain to her exactly how you are. You know, I know that we're watching this. We got a son that's a senior in high school this year.
Okay.
So I've had to cut back on my homeland sex discussions.
There's a G-rated way to explain it.
All right, go ahead.
I like the occasional 4-star meal, but I'm happy if we go to McDonald's once in a while.
Okay, but it is a 4-star meal though when it ends in with a big dessert.
But I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want the 4-star meal every night. There's too much hoopla that goes with it.
Okay.
I like the comfort of meatloaf and potatoes, and that's fine with me. And if I wanted...
I don't understand any of this, but I am starving.
Okay. But what if there wasn't much of a hoopla? What if it was pretty easy to have that 4-star meal every night? You still wouldn't want it?
Here, I've got another analogy. I love warm weather. And we lived in L.A. when we were newly married, and I thought I would never be happier. But I wasn't, because I was never had the bad weather to make the warm weather a thrill.
And part of the problem is, and not that I think it's a problem,
okay,
is the fact that after, it'll be 23 years this year of being married, when I watch my wife take her clothes off, I'm ready right there. Still after 23 years, all she has to do is, like, walk within 5 feet of me.
That's beautiful.
And I'm ready to go.
Think of your favorite food. Do you want that every day? I wouldn't.
Well, I would, yeah. As we proved once at a bet, yes, with Shake and Bake Chicken.
But if I wanted that feeling every day, there are mechanical devices with absolutely no income that I could spend my time with.
So you see, your theory is wrong, and my wife is happy.
Well, no, my theory doesn't work with her, but it's been proven. That I mean, I've interviewed thousands of women all over the world.
Well, do I go back to being an 8, or am I still a 1?
No, well, after talking to your wife, I think that you've bumped up a couple notches to a 6.
Or you know what?
But you've kept it together for 23 years.
Yeah.
So,
we barely kept it together.
Thank God we've barely kept it together. Honey, I got news for you. Mike is 6'5".
Keeping a marriage together, I think people put way too much weight on that.
Quality,
you know?
As long as it's quality. But seriously, can you think of it this way, guys? If night after night you made love, and she always had hers, and you got really close, how long would it be before you bailed out of the relationship or you got frustrated? Okay, put it that way, turn it around.
I'm not that superficial. I would love her and stay with her if she was a quadriplegic.
I would hope that would be the case.
If she was a vegetable.
But you would still get frustrated. No, but the thing is, though, this is an easy resolve. There's something that you can do to have a big O every time, easily.
I'm not trying to get into your gig, and I'm right, telling you that, you know, go to the website, but it's bunk. My wife is happy,
right,
with our sex.
And she sounds happy. She sounds really happy.
The proof would be in the pudding that the marriage that has stayed together, that it's happy, that we love and are intimate with each other, you would think that would be, that would be proof enough.
Yes, you would think so.
No, it is proof.
For some people, you would think it would be proof, but not for Dr. Terry.
But no, but earlier you said she never has one, but she does have one. She just doesn't have one every single time.
No, I mean, not every time like
right,
me, no.
Okay.
All right, my sugar bear.
All right, baby. Love you.
I love you, too.
All right.
Bye.
Va, 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 va. There she goes.
Is she still Ava after that?
Yeah. She's still. There's a whole thing. Never mind there. Dr. Terry, never mind. I'm sorry. I was swimming in Lake Mead for a moment there. Anything you want to get in? Any of you guys before we get to calls?
No, I want to say once again, though, that you can talk about married couples, and that's all well and good, but I mean, I think for single people, too, it's almost, if you're going to have a relationship with somebody, there's almost more pressure to perform and to make it a good experience for the partner, and so I think that's, really, that's why when I was logging on that website, I think there's just a lot of really, really interesting information, and it really is. It's interesting because when you're not in a long-term relationship, you can look at that website and say, you're more motivated to do that kind of thing, to make, like, a good impression and stuff.
And I think Dr. Natasha is a genius.
Well, it should inspire you to want to try something new and different. I mean, same old thing gets boring. I mean, your brain is activated by the new things.
Now, I want to say that right now, at this stage in my life, I'm not looking to have any committed relationship. I'm looking to have sex with as many people as possible.
And you want all your sexual experiences to be phenomenal.
Absolutely.
To be the best they can be.
That's the truth.
Hello, here is... Now, there's no way this guy's getting laid with this name. Skippy.
Hey.
Skippy in Seattle.
No.
Skippy,
know, man.
On KQBZ. How did I know it's on the screen, dumbass?
Well, no, I know that, but, the last time I got a piece, it's been a while.
It's the name.
What can we do for you?
Well, when we do it doesn't last long for me, and she likes it nice and hard, and I know it could come to an orgasm for her.
You're going to have to
clean
it.
She likes it nice and high.
This is being dumped out all over the place. You got to be very careful in how you phrase things. Is your message that you can't last long?
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, I have two ways of solving this problem and making you feel like Superman. And ladies, listen up, because you can also, if you're tired of being with a man who's trigger happy, and he's not doing anything about it, you can literally take matters into your own hands and solve this by yourself. So, okay, I was talking about the MMO earlier, which stands for male multiple orgasm.
Right.
And this is where a man can have one orgasm after the other without
stop.
You mean there's a refractory period. Sometimes till the next day you can't get things going again, depending on what kind of guy you are or how old you are. So with this technique, you can keep on going in what I call it an orgasmic staircase, because each orgasm that you have becomes more and more and more intense. It gives you complete control over your body. So when you want to release, after she's had one, two, three orgasms, if it's gone on 20 minutes, 30 minutes, however long you want it to go on for, then when you release, that last release is super powerful, okay? And you're probably thinking that after your first, your unit becomes sensitive and you probably don't want to go on. But with this technique, your desire increases triple-fold.
Is that thing you do, Buzz?
It's similar. I know it involves pressure, right, Dr. Nathan?
Yeah, well, it's timing and pressure on two areas of your unit.
Oh, is that thing where you put your finger by your butthole, Buzz?
No, no.
Is that thing you're talking about?
That's a different thing. This is...
Does this require any fingers at all?
It's a hand trick.
Okay.
It's a hand trick. And
it's a hand trick.
And you put your... I don't even know if I can say it without getting too graphic.
All right,
use
initials.
Well, there's a certain ridge that you wrap your fingers around, or she can do it, and they're at the top and then at the bottom above the family jewels, let's say. And it's the timing thing has to be key. Most guys don't really get to experience this till they've tried it around four times, okay? And then ladies, they can do it. Well, we're lucky because we have muscles down there. So a woman can learn to Kegel.
You say it's like a little pinch here and a little pinch there?
Yeah, that's right. One way to do it. We show you several ways of doing it.
Okay.
But a woman can also, when she develops her muscles downstairs, we show women how to do Kegels. And she can strengthen her muscles so finely, so tightly, that she can actually help you last longer just by the use of her muscles.
Or you can use pliers.
It's phenomenal.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air with Dr. Natasha. Hello?
Yeah, I have a question. I have a general question on this woman's anatomy, and I was hoping a doctor could help.
Okay. Go ahead.
My wife is about the same age as Don's wife, and I'm just curious, is it normal for a woman that age to... no longer naturally get lubricated?
Okay, well, what age are we talking about here?
Mid-40s.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty normal. As we get older, we don't function like we did when we were younger. So that could be normal, but it has a lot to do with also foreplay, how turned on she is, if she's taking any meds or antidepressants. That can influence it. But this is why, opposite the G-spot, there's an area called the AFE zone. That stands for anterior fornix erogenous zone. Most women don't know this area is there. When pressed or massaged, you can naturally lubricate a woman. That's why foreplay is so key, and that's why when you know how to foreplay a woman, you can massage this area and naturally lubricate her. And it's just, you'll amaze her. Like, oh, you know what? The number one question asked me at my website, besides how can I make my unit bigger, is what, you know, is there something I can do that no guy's ever done before to my lady? Something really unique. I want to blow her away. I want to be the best lover she ever had. And these are the little tricks and techniques I'm trying to teach you, and we have thousands of them at my site.
All right, let's blow through these calls, no pun intended, very quickly. Hello, Bill in Philly. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, Don and Mike, how you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
All right, the doc wanted to ask her a question. I heard that other guy call up and say he's, more than an hour... and that's no problem, except for, while you're having that type of, course going on and there's no, release for the guy,
what is your problem? What is your specific problem?
I can go for a long time.
And you want to go, release quicker?
Yeah, but, the only way that I can do that is after I'm done and she's had her fun, and then she works on me. Using other methods.
Okay, so you're saying during sexual intercourse you can't get there?
Well, it's not that I can't get there. It's just that I haven't been able to get there for a long time.
Ha ha!
A lot of different women.
Okay, well, what do you think that is?
I don't know, but I'll tell you what. After they get done and they're all satisfied, then they turn and work on me, and they use two other different methods, and it's like, boom.
Well, an easy way to make you get there is by men have what's called a $1 million spot,
right.
And it's a ancient Chinese secret, but it's actually near the prostate. But you don't have to go there.
Right.
You can indirectly stimulate it.
Don, that's the area you don't like.
On the outside.
Wait a
minute, I don't go there either. But you know,
no, but you can stimulate the outside.
I also have the ability to go to sleep and leave her do whatever she wants to do.
Oh, come on.
Listen, I'm not a doctor, but let me offer this.
Go ahead.
Have you ever thought about trying it with a guy?
No.
I mean, if you're with a woman for an hour and you can't make it happen...
Well, he
can't relax. It's the same women. A lot of women can't have that big O during, you know,
I mean,
they can't relax.
All right, here's Steve. Steve, you're on the air. Hi, Steve.
Yeah, how's it going? I got a question for the doctor.
Yeah.
All right, Doc.
Yep.
When you're having sex with a woman... And you go, if you're a rather large, not going any farther, what exactly is that?
That is the end of the canal. That is the cervix. Okay? You can give a woman an amazing intervaginal full-body orgasm that's way more even intense than the G-spot. And it's called the cul-de-sac orgasm. If you learn...
Love, snatch.
We all know that. Let's make a three-way phone call to confirm that one.
No, if you...
Yeah, I just want to say to the caller, I feel your pain, sir.
Well, if next time you make love to her, and see, that's the end of the canal, that's the cervix. If you kind of tippy-toe in the missionary-style position and kind of consciously aim downward, you can hit that little space called the cul-de-sac and give her a cervical orgasm. If you do it wrong, though, it will hurt. Like, how you're doing it right now is probably hurting her. If you do it the way I said it, you'll be able to give her a cervical orgasm, which is very full-bodied. It's amazing.
China. Stop when you get to China.
During at the end?
No. During sex, what you do, it's a thrusting technique where you thrust downward.
I think this is a valuable question. Do you think there are some people that are too dumb to have sex?
Yes, of course I do.
Hold on.
That's
just
proven.
Let me say, as always, Doctor, we are at your cervix. but we have to break.
Okay? All right.
And we'll come back. One more round of phone calls for the doc. Your website is?
LoveTeacher.com.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Up your big fat ass. You know you're the reason we're true. I've got all the yelling and the fight that we had. It won't be called to you. And you moan and you groan and you bitch and you whine. You make every beef we got last. Well, I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Take your love, shove it off your big fat ass.
It's on in Mike's show.
I love Charlie's balls. I love Charlie's balls.
Shut up, shut up!
Hold on. When is she going to say it again? God, that's on a long cue up. There you go.
I love Charlie's balls.
Yeah, right.
God.
Oh, snap out of him, will you?
There you go.
They said bad language. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Okay, we're back. I got to fly through this last segment with sexpert Dr. Natasha Terry. Your website again is?
LoveTeacher.com.
Very hot.
Because that's what I am. I'm a love teacher. It's a very, very, very sexual website. So 18 and over, I have to admit, it's super graphic, but you will learn more at that site about sex than any other place, I guarantee it.
Have you been on that Playboy TV where you've had, or is that just on your website? It looked like, I got on one thing where you had people like demonstrating stuff, and it looked like that kind of Playboy TV thing.
Well, yeah, because a lot of those girls were from Playboy.
Right, right.
But we did a video called Mind-Blowing Sexual Secrets for the site.
Mm-hmm.
So all those girls are demonstrating things.
Right. Mike?
Okay, yes.
I don't want to be a matchmaker.
Yes.
But I think you've met your match. They do that on CSI.
Yeah.
You ever watch CSI?
Yeah, I like that.
They say some like awful pun, and they play the music right to spot.
Hey, but Don.
Yeah.
Who's gonna light the match?
Here is Michael, Don and Mike Show. Hello,
Michael. Fellas.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, you guys rock, and that one's for you, whoever that dude was.
That's Tim.
Sabian,
right.
Hey, Natasha, I have two quick questions that kind of relate to each other. First one being, love my girlfriend. She does anything I want or anything. She'll do anything for me. But the problem is, after we have sex, I always like to go ahead and rub one out myself afterwards. Is that a problem, or is that something I should be concerned about? And second of all, drawing the line between fetish and obsession.
I'm confused what he's saying. So when you get
enough of women,
wait, shut up for a second. When you say you have, you get done having intercourse and you do it yourself.
He jerks on.
Do you release both times?
Yes, I release. I'll have a great orgasm, and I'll be totally fulfilled. She'll be fulfilled, but then I'll go out to the living room, watch a little TV, and
say hello to Clark Kent.
Wow. Okay, so you're letting a little time go by, and then you're watching TV or you're getting some type of stimulation.
Yes,
and then you give yourself another one.
So you're saying the second time is a charm.
Yeah. Sometimes three.
Double whammy.
I got a third of me a lot of times.
Hey, the second time is a charm. It might lead to the second time around.
Sorry. All right, so what would you tell this
Well, principal? It just sounds like he produces a lot of testosterone, you know, and he's just in overdrive. And that's okay. That's just the way that he functions.
I think you've done that. Haven't you?
Yeah.
I've done that, too. I mean, I don't do it all the time, but I mean, I don't think that's unusual.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
Hello, Don and Mike.
You've rubbed one out before, no?
Barbara, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
We're great, thank you.
Listen, I have a question. I'm in my late 40s, 49 to be exact, and whenever my husband and I are intimate, I have a tremendous amount of pain, and I call it a burning sensation.
Oh, poor you.
Okay, well, is this during sexual intercourse or after you're done or what?
During.
During. Now, well, are you lubricating enough?
Yes, in fact, yes. I have purchased the feminine supplement.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but what about actually using a lubricant like Astroglide or wait, also, what about foreplay? Does he foreplay you adequately enough before you ever even have sexual intercourse?
Yes.
Okay, how long?
As long as it takes. How can I say
it? As long as you need to lubricate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me ask you, when he's doing this, do you ever drop your cigarette?
That's horrible.
Doesn't she sound as
I don't.
Okay, so
done.
I can't get rid of the burning sensation.
Let's drop the facade and let's say hello to Marsha Elston.
Hey.
Who is the wife of our own Buzz Burbank.
Hey.
Okay, well, usually a burning sensation is when, because it's usually from not being lubricated internally enough.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
As I'm kidding, your wife is plenty lubricated.
Right. Yes, she is, as a matter of fact.
I'm not speaking from first-hand experience.
Well, I figured that.
Usually a burning sensation is when, like, sailors come back from overseas.
Yes.
All right, it could be some kind of reaction to his member.
Right.
It could be that, or a reaction to a condom.
No condom.
He's got a red, hot member.
Or it could be a reaction to the lubricant. Mm-hmm. I think, if you're having a burning sensation every single time, then you need to ask your gynecologist. And you need to go in for a checkup.
Okay.
When was the last time you saw a doctor?
A while.
Oh. How long, roughly, if you could give us a guesstimate?
A decade?
Couple of years.
Okay, that's way too long.
I bet it's a clap.
Way too long.
It's probably the clap.
It
don't freak her out. It could just be. It sounds like almost like an allergic reaction to something.
Scabies, clap.
Well, it's burning. It's burning. Well,
that's not normal.
What's he use for lubricant? Pickle juice?
I'm glad we could help you.
That's not normal.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How you doing, man? How you doing, Don and Mike? This is Greg.
Hey, Greg.
How you guys doing?
Okay.
I got a question for the doc.
All right.
You're on the air.
Okay. Doc, I have a problem. Like, I always finish too soon.
Okay. Well, did you... how soon?
That's not a problem you had in school, is it, son?
Do you mean his secondary education? He didn't finish too soon?
Come on, this isn't a laughing matter.
I know.
It's not funny.
No.
I really think we've been alerted to what I consider to be a problem of epidemic proportion.
Well, how soon is
dumb people having sex?
DGS, dumb guy syndrome.
How soon is like 15 minutes?
15. Well, they say the average guy lasts anywhere from 7 to 11 minutes. That's with everything included, though. And the average woman, it takes her about 20 minutes to reach the big O. But it doesn't have to be like that. You can learn tricks to make her have a big O in 3 minutes or less.
You said that's guys, everything included. Can you include your commute?
Sometimes that's included.
Okay, one more call.
But that MMO technique I was talking about earlier, that completely solves this problem.
Male multiple orgasms.
Yes, go to my website.
We got to go to the news right now. Paul, you're last.
Hey, Dr. My wife has an orgasm. She wants to just roll over and go to sleep, but I wanted to try to ask her to have more so I could get more. What should I do?
Pay her more.
Okay, do I have time to answer that?
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, you can learn how to extend it out by peeking her. And there's a technique called the extended O, which it involves stimulating her C-spot on the outside and her G-spot on the inside and going back and forth. And you peek her many times, and she gets really close, and she learns to have an orgasm for a long time, not 3 minutes.
Right. I'm peeking.
Okay, listen,
this is amazing.
Dr. Natasha Terry, and the website, I keep forgetting.
It's loveteacher.com.
Loveteacher.com.
Yeah. And for, you know, we have the segment section, too, for guys when they feel inadequate. Mm-hmm. There's all the stuff that you can do to make the most of yourself. Like, you can have 110%. An erection.
You notice who she's looking at when she's talking about that.
Somehow
the inadequacy word came out.
No.
Right
in a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one
newsman
found a way to bring good news to his people.
It was a buzz.
It's me.
Sexed up buzz.
Hold on. There was some kind of... I missed it. What was...
He's Irish, Buzz said. He's Irish.
But you've made reference to that before.
I know. I understand. You just had to say it again.
Doc, thanks for coming by. You're always welcome
you.
On this show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
You come back anytime, Dr. Natasha.
Okay. I forgot you were on the phone. Get out of here. Bye. Buzz, what is your lead story on the news and comments tonight?
Today, what Bill Clinton has in common with Keith Richards.
Bill Clinton.
Hey, this is Keith Richards. It's a ton of mine.
All right, stay tuned, everybody. Bye, Doc. You got to go now.
Bye. Love you.
Thank you very much, Doctor.
Oh, wait, and I'm going to give you a free membership to my website.
All right. Thank you.
You can learn the new stuff.
Thank you very much.
Stay tuned. Mike, would you like to get that information in private?
I sure would.
Okay, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very...
Mike Technique Professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Ready to D.O.T. Don and Mike.
Right. Ready for Buzz. Buzzy tonight is sponsored by Veramax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often with Veramax. Available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers everywhere. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Brand new red chili peppers. I call them the peppers.
Yeah.
Peppers? Want to mention on tomorrow's episode, we'll start the searching for our Valentine's Day show. Senior bachelorette.
Looking for a lady over the age of 50?
Gotta be over 50. Mm-hmm. Who will go out on Valentine's Day night with one of 10 guys between the ages of 21 and 25.
Wow. Yes, very limited number, very limited age group for our guys, but as far as the ladies are concerned, anybody over 50.
And this all will be on Valentine's Day, sponsored by Veramax. The Bachelorette wins $1,000.
Senior Bachelorette.
Yes, mm-hmm. The guy she selects, and you'll love how we're going to work this out, but I can't tell you yet, will win $500,
mm-hmm.
and they'll have $500 to go to dinner with.
Oh, very nice.
And they have to report back to us on the Monday after Valentine's Day.
A $2,000 cash windfall. Wow.
Which actually would be the Tuesday after, since I have discovered.
Uh-oh.
Mike, congratulations.
do we have another congratulations coming?
President's Day.
Yeah. Part of the company holiday?
Infinity holiday.
Don, congratulations.
Right back at you.
That is incredible.
Congratulations, man.
Here is Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. What does the president who didn't inhale have in common with Keith Richards and Mick Jagger?
Hey, this is Keith Richards. It's Donna Mike.
Well, like the Rolling Stones, former President Bill Clinton believes in global warming and that more needs to be done to stop it.
I believe in global warming.
How can we have global warming when last week the temperature was 7 degrees?
It's a reasonable question. I don't know. To promote that cause, he'll appear at a Free Stones concert at L.A.'s Staples Center Thursday. Clinton's not expected to pick up his sax and jam with the band. He is expected to make a speech from the stage about the problem and ways to fix it.
You're actually supposed to look at the trends over many, many years, and you can see the planet is gradually getting warmer after many, many years. Don't let a week of cold weather, boys, dampen your spirits.
I see.
Come on now. Get in touch with the greenies.
Keith explains it all.
Why the F do the Stones care about this? They're not going to be allowed to see the year 2010.
Okay, Jim. My body's chock full of preservatives.
About 12,000 fans won tickets to the show in an internet drawing last month. The rest won their tickets through radio stations.
Hey, call right now.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is really in a sling this time. After his domination of the Super Bowl, Arnold checked into a hospital for shoulder surgery.
My shoulder hurts. That is dying for playing with his father. He's dying to have the latest of the toys. And he's talking about this Turbo Man doll.
This Turbo Man doll.
And I play one of those fathers
those
and
fathers.
Husband that is too busy.
Is too busy.
The aging action star got hurt last fall during the filming of Terminator 3.
Yeah.
He just checked out of the hospital over the weekend after surgery on his rotator cuff. He'll be in a sling for the next 3 or 4 weeks.
Hey! But Arnold, what can we expect?
What they can expect from Jingle All the Way is a hilarious movie, a movie where they will be able to laugh from the beginning to the end. It will be great entertainment. They will walk out of the theater and say, I'm so angry that I can't get another ticket right away because I want to see you the second time.
No, he's not retarded here. God damn, I love him. He's so stupid.
Arnold probably should have had the surgery at the time of the injury last fall, but he reportedly didn't want to hold up the making of the movie.
Yeah.
He played through the pain, as it were.
The movie.
You can... I like when he refers to us as they, D-E-Y.
Day.
But they can expect us to...
Day.
Fathers and mothers will have the surgery on the shoulder.
And then...
So that I will say...
I says...
I got... pain in the shoulder, and it feels bad.
And they sent me cards, and I says,
I don't have a tumor.
Well, you can breathe easier. Life is getting better for Paula Poundstone. It's been over a month since she got back full custody of her 3 adopted children after charges of child endangerment. Now a judge has eased the terms of her probation. She now only has to see the shrink twice a month instead of weekly, and the judge cut her AA meetings from 3 a week to 2, because 3 were such a hassle. The 43-year-old got into trouble after getting drunk and driving the kids for ice cream. After 6 months in rehab, she was placed on a 5-year probation. Oh, it's
Satan has dropped back in.
Yeah, she's a client.
Is surprised. That how you got her meetings reduced?
Of course, look at her. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but she doesn't look 43. She looks much younger. Do you have something to do with that?
No, that's his work. I just took care of the fact that, listen, there is an unmarketable lesbian.
Right.
I mean, there are some lesbians, lipstick lesbians, beautiful, and then you got your garden variety lesbo, Ellen DeGeneres, okay?
Right.
Other than the fact that I have hooves and a tail,
right.
I consider myself to be a normal man. And I do Ellen. But then you get to these bitches like Paula Poundstone.
Yes.
You know, wearing a man's suit. Hello.
Yeah.
Man's haircut.
Right.
Hello. All these Vietnamese kids, these Taiwan kids that she's adopted. Hey, she's out. Hi, Rob.
Oh, hi, buddy. They're Haitian.
Asian, same thing, Rob, you know, same difference. You know what I'm saying, Rob. Hey, how you doing? Blah, 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 Robbie.
Blah, 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 big man.
So, I'm the guy that made it happen for as long as
wow.
I can say, hey, that's my word that Paula Poundstone's getting.
Well, what can we see in the future, Satan, for Paula Poundstone? Is she going to be back on stage?
HBO special.
Wow.
HBO is my network. How do you think Bill Maher got back on television?
So she'll have an HBO special, and then when she, when it's time to pay, what are you going to do to her when it's time to collect?
I get her uterus.
Oh, God, that's horrible.
I didn't know
you collected those.
It's a collectible.
Is it really?
It's just a collectible. I'll have her sign it, put it up on my wall.
You got any other famous ones down there?
Oh, you bet, Mike. I got Jesus Christ, and I stop and think about celebrities that have passed recently.
It's tough to think of ones that have passed. I've heard rumors about certain
ones. Who's just died? There's somebody who just died. I got something from him. Richard Chamberlain.
What did you get from him?
I got his left nut.
Oh, did you really? And that's in your collectible case?
No, I got it like a, you know those plastic things you put baseballs in?
But their souls are with you, isn't that right? So their souls live on forever.
Your souls are with me forever, yes, but a lot of times I'll take a body part.
Wow.
For instance, Richard Crenna, right?
Yeah, right.
Richard Crenna, right. Very interesting. I took his left ear.
You did, really? Just as a collector?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. One day maybe somebody will call up and there'll be some Dick Crenna fan coming down. I'll say I got his ear.
You are the Prince of Darkness.
I am. And hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
I'm also popping in to let you know.
Yeah.
I know you got the hots for that little sex girl.
Can you say her name again, please?
Dr. Natasha.
Terry.
Dr. Terry Natasha.
Dr. Natasha Terry.
Dr. Terry Natasha.
No, not Dr. Terry, Satan.
Dr. Terry.
Yes.
Dr. Natasha Terry. You said it earlier.
Natasha. I'm dyslexic, okay?
I understand.
Dr. Natasha Terry. You want her?
Yeah, I do, same.
You want her for a night? You want her for a week? You want her for a month?
A month, yeah.
No, this month.
Hey, wait a minute. There you go again. No, I'm not agreeing to it yet.
No.
See the way he did that?
Yeah, I did.
Did you
smooth.
See the way
very
he
smooth.
Did that?
Yeah.
Somebody run the tape. I already have a verbal contract with this.
No, guy. Sir, I didn't say that. I did not say yes. Don't bring your flames out. Okay. Don't bring your flames out.
I got a call.
All right.
Might I take a call?
Go ahead.
Satan.
Take it.
Go ahead.
Right in
the middle of the news.
No, take it, Satan.
Yeah. Hello? Hey, how you doing?
Oh, who's this?
This is Satan.
Hey, Satan, what the hell are you doing?
Listen, I tell you, stop calling me, okay, Tard? I can't help you.
Hey, Satan.
I got nothing to do with you.
Hey, Mike?
Yeah, Tom.
Hey, it's me, Mike.
Hi, Tom, how are you? Tom, you're on with Satan. He doesn't want to have anything to do with you.
Hey, Satan.
Defective merchandise.
Hey, Tom, you ought to tell Satan. You ought to straighten him up. Tell him off. Tell him off, Tom.
Hey, Satan, why don't you go back to hell?
I will. And incidentally, your mom says hi.
Oh!
Shut the F up!
Hey, Tom.
And you made Tom mad.
Shut up!
You know what? You get mad at me. And you know what? This is really an example of God's cruel practical joke.
Right here. What is that?
On the other end of the telephone.
Hey, Satan.
And they get mad at me.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Satan.
Tom, do your demon voice. Talk to your demon.
You're like a bruised banana.
Oh, God. Hey, Tom.
What?
I don't think the only thing Satan responds to is bad language.
Hey, you son of a bitch.
Oh, no, really.
Hey, why don't you come down to my paint chip buffet?
He only responds to really bad language, Tom.
God damn it, get the heck in hell.
No, you got to really cuss at him, Tom. No, Tom, you got to cuss at him in words you can't use on the radio.
Retard, man.
God damn it, shut the hell up.
No, Tom, you got to be dirtier than... Okay.
Well, very good.
I'm still a sense of the radio.
Good, you got the retard to say the F word.
No, I think he said the S word.
What?
What was that, Tom?
What are you doing?
Hey, Tom, I'm going to tease you now. How'd you like to be a real boy?
What did you say?
How'd you like to be a real boy?
Hey, now stop picking on Tom, Satan.
Yeah.
Knock it off. That's very cruel.
All right, I'll help him out.
All right, you help him out.
I'll help him out.
Hey.
Hey, what do you need, Tom?
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Tom.
I got laid Saturday night at Jack's.
Did you say you got laid? Hey, Satan,
yes,
sounds
I got
like
laid
you...
Saturday night.
You got laid?
Yeah.
Tom Gavin got laid.
What's the guy's name?
Oh.
No. There's a girl.
Sure, Tom.
Oh, you're making mad at me.
Hey,
She was pumping me dry, Mike.
Wow, that's incredible, Tom. I wish Tom was here to share this wonderful news.
Even I'm grossed out by that.
Yeah. Pumping him dry, Satan.
I got a fly. I just want to tell you about Paula Pound stuff.
Hey, take care, Satan.
My best to you.
Good to see you. You take care.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, yes, Satan.
Get the hell out of there, Satan, now.
Screw you, me.
Nice.
That's my boy. That's
way to go, Tom.
Satan, you just called
way
me
to go.
Home.
Way to go, Tom.
We had to delete that out.
Good yeah. job. Tom was fighting back.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Satan.
Bye, Buzz.
Bye.
Oh. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Oh, God.
Hi, Buzz. Bye, Buzz.
The reporter who spent 8 months with Michael Jackson describes him as, quote, charming but disturbing.
Yeah.
Martin Bashir is the British reporter behind the documentary that will air on ABC February 6th. While touring with Michael, he saw the baby dangling. Like Elvis, Bashir says, quote, not one of his entourage was prepared to tell him it was ludicrous and dangerous to dangle his kid out a window. He saw Michael spend $6 million in a one-day shopping spree. Among the purchases, an oversized marble chess set. Quoting Bashir again, he already has three of these.
They're all live boys. Hold on there, Buzz.
All right.
We got to do this. I'm sorry. We had too much fun with Tom and Satan.
Yeah. Hey, he called Satan an effing a-hole.
Yeah. We'll be right back. Wow.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Two corny bastards who can't do interpretations. The Don and Mike Show.
Let me tell you, tomorrow we mentioned we're going to start soliciting for the senior bachelorette.
Yeah, hello, Granny.
Plus, we'll have an update from Jaguar Jim. A brand new game, brand new bit called Affiliate Roulette.
Hmm.
Right. Also, tomorrow... I'm going to say this now because we're not on in Seattle right now. It's a three-hour clear. We've heard the guy, Chris,
yeah.
who claimed to be close to committing suicide. We had a good bit with him.
Yeah, gave him a lot of airtime.
Well, we don't know that this is true.
Okay.
But we've heard that it's a bit being played on us.
Hmm. That this guy apparently is associated with another show out there.
On the morning show.
On our station. Right?
On the morning show and the midday show.
Interesting.
And if true, this is the same station that edits our show.
Right.
We're talking about dumb, gay-looking Tom Likas.
Mm-hmm.
Big fat Elton John-like Tom Likas. The station... That actually, when we speak about management in a less than positive way,
mm-hmm.
pulls the switch on us.
Wow. So there. And it, well, that makes sense then that they would condone.
Yeah.
Because what it is you know, it usually comes down from the top. That's the way to.
Yeah.
But we'll find out. I mean, we don't want to get too paranoid until it's time to get paranoid.
Yeah. I just want to tell you that maybe it's something to look forward to on tomorrow's show.
But as soon as we put the call out. We know we have enough listeners in Seattle that'll be able to give enlighten us as to exactly what's going on.
And if that's the case, if there are shows on our own radio station that want to screw with us, well, they better watch out.
Yeah.
Because we got 6 million lunatics.
We do from all over the country.
Who got nothing better to do than call Seattle radio stations.
Uh-huh.
But maybe the information we're getting is wrong and we're overreacting.
Don, we have a 90% confirmation rate when we get this kind of information.
We'll call tomorrow.
That's true.
And that'll lead right into our new bit, Affiliate Roulette.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
And now here is Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. A bail's been set at $1 million for groundbreaking record producer Phil Spector. Spector was arrested at his Los Angeles home this morning where police found a woman who'd been shot to death. No information yet about the victim. Spector's famous for creating a wall of sound effect used by the Ronettes and the Righteous Brothers. He also produced the final Beatles album, Let It Be. He once pulled a gun on the Ramones, but they say the guy they know wouldn't hurt a fly. His second wife, Ronnie, accused him of mental abuse. What the hell is this?
Just wait. It's the accused, Mike.
Hello, this is Phil Spector.
I thought you were playing some Phil Spector's song.
There's your wall of sound. Oh, and Dawson's Creek has been canceled. It ends in May after 5 years of putting the WB on the map.
Well, go F yourself, douchebag.
Let's all stop and think about how little we care about that.
In sports, every adult in the stands at Daytona gets a free six-pack of Miller Lite.
Hello.
If Miller driver Rusty Wallace wins that 500-mile race.
Come on, Rusty, I want to get a buzz.
Hold on, Buzz. I just want to do a little mini tribute. I know we're running late here.
Right.
A little mini tribute to Phil Spector right now. He's good with the Wallace sound.
Uh-huh.
Listen to how it's layer upon layer of music.
Some
here.
Music.
And now listen to the nuance. Maybe you can hear the nuance.
Overkill? No. Subtle,
okay.
I thought.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Finally, down around Panama...
Overkill, get it?
Down around Panama City, Florida, a woman is suing McDonald's. This lawsuit, though, implies she's no longer getting sex from her husband because he got a bad bagel there. She says that because the bagel was improperly prepared, her husband damaged his teeth and is no longer able to provide her with care, comfort, consortium, and society. The owner of that particular McDonald's is mystified. She can't imagine how a bagel could be so improperly prepared that it would damage someone's teeth. Quoting her, it's a bagel. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, Buzz.
So!
Yeah.
So,
we've got to go. It'll be a big one, an interesting one tomorrow. See you then, kids. Good day to you, sir.
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 Hey, you.
Bye-bye.
La 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 la.
BM
Eaters. When we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.